News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Mark Fogle says he feels like the luckiest man on earth. The Pennsylvania teacher is back in the U.S. after a presidential envoy negotiated his release by Russia.
I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. President Trump is a hero.
Arrested in 2021, Fogle was serving a 14-year prison sentence in Russia for possessing a small amount of medical marijuana. Elon Musk suggests the work of rooting out wasteful government spending is a no-brainer.
It's just common sense. It's not draconian or radical, I think. It's really just saying, let's look at each of these expenditures and say, is this actually in the best interest of the people? And if it is, it's approved. If it's not, we should think about it.
But there have been literal howls of protest from the left and lawsuits from government employee unions. Ukraine's president suggesting a deal aimed at ending the war with Russia.
Speaking to the Guardian newspaper, Volodymyr Zelensky said parts of Russia's Kursk region, which Ukraine has held since an offensive 6 months ago, could be swapped for Ukrainian territory currently occupied by Russia. He also reiterated the need for continued military support and strong security guarantees from the United States. Mr. Zelensky's comments come ahead of a meeting with Vice President Vance at a security conference in Munich.
And that's the BBC's Kat Wiener. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic digging out from almost a foot of snow this morning, with more wintry weather on the way this week. Senate confirmation vote due today on Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's nominee for National Intelligence Director. Echoing President Trump's warning to Hamas, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the terror group had better release all of the hostages by Saturday, or else. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 89 points. The NASDAQ futures are off 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do.
Never give up.
No Address, starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington. In theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
Good morning, 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. I hope you made it to the blizzard of 2025. Let's start with traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
The crews did a good job overnight. Most of the major roadways are fine. They are wet. The secondary streets, you know, the whole drill. If you're away from the major roadways, secondary streets, the neighborhoods, things like that, will still have some covering. But all the roadways are clear. That being said, we had a big wreck about a half an hour ago, 95 southbound in the area of the bridge at Montgomery Road. So if you're traveling south from Baltimore County, heading down towards Route 100, there's still a trooper in that area. And I think there's actually one on each shoulder, so we're a little slow there. There's an incident northbound Route 29 at the ramp at I-70, an accident on Route 32 westbound after Route 29, and there has been a wreck in Montgomery County, and I'm waiting to get an update. 270 southbound was affected at the spur onto 495. There had been several lanes blocked there, so the roadway conditions are wet. You'll have to pay attention to your speed as we get underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter Storm Harlow winding down. Some light snow this morning, but with temperatures warming, that snow mixing with some rain and sleet later today, 38 the high. It's rain overnight, a few showers tomorrow morning, 48 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen 29 degrees, downtown Baltimore is 32. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning, it's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Today's winter storm is going to create havoc on the roadways around Baltimore. Forecasters say there is more light snow expected to fall through much of the morning. It will turn into a wintry mix later on today before turning into rain headed into tomorrow morning. Drivers are being told to take it easy on the roadways and expect side streets to be a mess. State lawmakers continuing legislation that will require new homes to be built in Maryland to be completely electric. The bill requires buildings to be constructed to be able to power everything necessary to live without the use of fossil fuels. A new poll says that if you're looking for a place to take a date, the airport must be the place to go. Website datingadvice.com says Baltimore Washington International is the 31st most romantic airport in the nation. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Vinny, while most agents make big promises, you're famous for your written guarantees.
That's right, Sean. Our name is our promise. While other agents will promise you an unrealistic price just to get your business, we'll provide an upfront written guarantee that if we can't sell your home for your asking price, we'll pay you the difference. Try getting that from someone who's promising you the moon and the stars just to get you to sign up with them.
So instead of just going with the agent that promises the highest price, go with the agent that guarantees your price upfront and in writing.
That's right. And if we fail in getting your price, we pay you the difference. Not lip service, but second mile service.
Makes sense. Sell your home with confidence and for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com for your written guarantee and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
982 miles and 37 degrees. That's what separates Baltimore and Sarasota this morning as pitchers and catchers report for work in about 3 hours. Orioles trying to find the formula to get them over the hump in 2025. Here's the manager, Brandon Hyde.
We have a long way to go still. I'm looking forward to taking the journey there with this group again. But our division's only getting tougher, and there's a lot of things that could still happen.
Well, odds makers appear to think they have a decent chance, apparently. The Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, and Braves are all even money or better to get to the World Series. The next tier includes the Orioles at 12-1, along with the Astros and the Phillies. Other baseball news, Clayton Kershaw back with the Dodgers for the 18th year, and ace closer Kenley Jansen headed to the Angels. 1 year, $10 million per the New York Post. It would be Jansen's 16th year in the major leagues. The city of Philadelphia is expecting over 1 million people to attend the Valentine's Day victory parade in downtown. The team plans to descend the rocky steps of the Philly Museum of Art in the afternoon for a 75-minute ceremony. No word if Mayor Sherelle Parker will lead the crowd in a chant. Coming up at 6:35, a big ask from President Trump. And that is Stein on Sports.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Wednesday, Abraham Lincoln's birthday,
yes,
February
right.
12th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up, as we weather the storm,
The Fairness in Girls Sports Act killed by House Democrats here in Maryland. We'll also take a look at Democrats going after Elon Musk. And speaking of which, beware of Doge. Elon triggering the leftists in their meltdown is just fascinating to watch. And so was yesterday's press conference during the executive order signing. President Trump signed an executive order mandating every federal agency, every single one, must cooperate with DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. And Elon Musk, of course, the $400 billion man that gave us SpaceX and Tesla. And you see the Neuralink story the other day?
No. Apparently, What percentage of us are going to have the chips in our brain?
Yeah, I mean, but this guy was able to move stuff with his brain. Because he's I mean, it's kind of scary when you get right down to it. This guy's a genius. But what was coming out of that yesterday, I was mesmerized. I was stunned by what they were saying. Let's pick up some of the sound bites here. This was just a stunning press availability. We start with Elon not speculating, but pointing out maybe the reason why so many in Congress go to Congress and get rich.
We do find it sort of rather odd that, there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they are in that position, which is, you know, what happened to USAID. We're just curious as to where it came from.
Yeah.
Maybe they're very good at investing, in which case we should take their investment advice, perhaps. They seem to be mysteriously, they get wealthy. We don't know why. Where did it come from? I think the reality is that they're getting wealthier at the taxpayer expense. That's the honest truth of it.
Yeah, of course. They have insider trading ability, which, of course, in my view, when you get to Congress, all of your money should be in a blind trust. You should have nothing to do with it because these people go into committee. They make a decision behind closed doors. They walk out. They call their stockbroker. That's insider trading.
That's just one aspect of it. I think the aspect he's referring to here is that USAID and other federal agencies,
they chip in this
money. Notice who's crying the most. It's not the countries who are being cut off from the USAID funding. It's not the leaders of these countries or these kings and these queens. It's the Democrats. And the Democrats are crying foul because they're the ones that are enriching themselves. There are kickbacks. So let's say there's $20 million goes to country A for blah, 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 whatever it is, condoms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, out of that $20 million, maybe a million of that gets to the country and condoms, but the other $19 million gets distributed through NGOs and through others, and it's money laundering.
They have uncovered
money laundering, and this is why the Democrats are going ape over all this stuff, right? Still to come, Elon talks about the Treasury Department, what he discovered there, Social Security, and this why it's so difficult for retirement. We learned about the limestone cavern in Pennsylvania.
Limestone cavern.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. Good stuff.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. A man who only gets kickbacks, that is, from the diner down the street, it's Chuck Whitaker.
I'd like to give you a kick out, I can tell you that.
Yes, I know.
Given the opportunity, I would.
I'm 95, sure.
95, yes?
So. Yeah, no.
95 at the Tidings Bridge. Conditions there good. Roadway conditions just wet. No problems. 95 corridor looks fine. Both sides of the roadway. There were some problems overnight. Had some wires down on Route 29 down towards Burtonsville. All of that has been corrected and the roadways are back open. Secondary roads, neighborhood streets, might still have a little covering and that could be an issue. But all the interstates are open. We've looked up on 83. No problems there. 70 at the ramp at Route 29. From northbound 29 on 270, but there was an incident there, and we still have a police car with a wreck southbound 95 in the area of the bridge at Montgomery Road in Howard County. A little bit slow there at the scene, and there was a wreck on Route 32 westbound after Route 29. It was in the area at Cedar Lane in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, I noticed this morning that most of the main roads are fine.
Yeah.
It's my side streets had not been touched yet.
No, mine either.
And they're passable, I mean, because we didn't get that much snow. I mean, a couple of inches, maybe 2 to 3 inches.
Slick.
But, yeah, a little slick. But just slow it down. Take your time and clear off your cars, please. Weather Channel forecast. Winter storm is moving out. Light snow is still in the area and will mix with rain and sleet later on as temperatures begin to rise. We're expecting 38 today. Rain overnight through tomorrow morning. So more precipitation, but this not the frozen type. And then it dries out by tomorrow afternoon and 48. Right now, cloudy, 30. In the city, 32 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. There's a huge recall of canned tuna with easy-open pull-tab can lids. Trader Joe's and others are sending some of their canned tuna back. The seals on the cans could be defective when, you know, opens up the tuna inside. It could be tainted with botulism.
Which, that'd be deadly.
Could be fatal, yeah, absolutely.
That's what killed Liberace.
Yeah. So here's what you do. Test. You are shameless. Test to see. You know why. Test to see if your tuna is compromised. If you open the can and it smells a little fishy, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just saying. I'm so kidding, Barrage. Grocery stores are starting to limit the number of eggs you can purchase at one time. Here's the plan. Conservatives can go buy eggs on even days. Liberals, you cannot buy eggs on odd days. Just saying.
Yeah, that way it's even.
That's right. Yeah. Executives at Disney are reportedly becoming concerned the cost of visiting Disney theme parks is way too high. Too expensive.
Oh, no kidding.
You think?
It's a bit of a catch-22, though, because if you think you could can afford to take your family, your entire family, to Disney World, you're living in Fantasyland.
Yes.
So you're halfway there.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, if you take four people there in one day, if it's just a regular ticket, no discounts or anything, $600.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
$150 each.
That's just parking.
Yeah. You know, here's the other thing.
And the parking is actually in Orlando. Yeah. Walk over.
The parking lot at the Magic Kingdom was built in 1971.
Yep.
How many times do you think they paid for that damn thing?
Yeah, that's true. Kanye West clothing website, which had one item for sale, it was a T-shirt emblazoned with a Nazi symbol, has been taken down. Kanye apparently wanted his wife to wear the T-shirt to the Grammys, and he threatened her by saying that either you wear my Nazi shirt or you'll wear nothing.
She said, okay, got a deal.
There's a new internet death clock. You enter your age, your sex, your BMI number. For Chuck, under sex, none. Your smoking habits.
Or it's been years.
I'm glad you know all my personal business. It's been years.
Debbie's she's so good at sharing.
She fills us in.
She'll be missing after the show.
Wait a minute. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
and
you enter all this,
my poker game.
You enter all your stuff into the death clock, and we find out Joe Biden's been dead for 3 years.
Yes.
just crazy.
If you hang around till 2032, it's going to be an asteroid going to hit us, so that'll take care of all of us.
Yeah, you're right about that. So Elon Musk likes to have some fun on X. So he was trolling the media, and he changed his name on X and posted it on X, and some of the media took the bait.
Yes. Well, this of course follows their obsession with one of the guys who worked from his nickname online was what?
Big Balls.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So that was, and so he thought I'd have some fun. He changed his handle on X, and yes, CNN's fake news, Dana Bash, took the bait.
Now, the disruptor in chief, Elon Musk, who apparently has adopted the alias, at least he changed his social media handle to Harry Balls, tweeted this morning, democracy in America is being destroyed by judicial coup. An activist judge is not a real judge.
I'm sorry. You know, wouldn't you think that that ambassador just put up the super? I'm not saying that.
So either she did it and wanted to do it, or she is just as dumb as a box of rocks.
Just Joy Reid said it last night, too, and I thought, what did she just say? I had to run it back. I said, no, she didn't say it. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yes,
she what are did. You doing watching Joy Reid?
Well, I just have to be
he's
going
got,
past him.
He's got a thing.
To get to Andy
he's
Griffith.
Got a thing for Joy?
He's got a thing, yeah.
Wow.
No.
Never
no.
knew that about you,
I like Joy, but not that Joy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
There's no joy in that Joy.
Well, there was a lot of joy in the Kamala campaign. Did you like that Joy?
I did not.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're sticking with Behar, then?
There's a line there. Things that I would do with her.
but never mind.
Yes. Let's go back to Liberace.
Botulism and Liberace.
Liberace. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Best of the Morning Drive. That was not it, folks. That's
really?
Available each and, each and every day at the WCBM.com, our Rumble page. Brought to you by the Law Offices, Michael E. Freeman. I do want to share with you that Valentine's Day is coming up, and what better way to give yourself a little bit of a Valentine's Day gift during American Heart Month. Take better care of your heart so you're around much longer for your loved one, for that your spouse, your special partner, and your significant other. The best way to do that is head over to res-q.com, and you can buy one, get one free using this coupon code of Omega-50. That's of all the Omega-3s in the Rescue product line. They have liquid form. They have a big gel capsule. They have the Rescue 1250 Plus, which has the vitamin D3 already in the Omega-3s. There's the 2500 TG, which I and my wife take because she doesn't like the large capsules. She likes the smaller gel capsules. So seven or eight different varieties and formulations of omega-3s, the essential fatty acids that help reduce your triglycerides, tackle chronic inflammation, and get rid of some of the bad cholesterol as well. And right now, buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50, O-M-E-G-A-5-0, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log on to res-q.com.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. A list of all the closings, school closings, coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And more with Elon Musk. Yesterday's incredible, stunning press conference. You know, Chuck Schumer thought he would have some fun at Elon Musk's expense. He established a tip line to report government abuses of power and threats to public safety. I mean, thinking that he was going to get a bunch of calls about Elon and Big Balls and Doge. Instead, his tip line was flooded with reports about him threatening Supreme Court justices and the like. So that
kind of coming for you, Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that kind of blew up in his face as it should. It's just amazing to watch the Democrats unravel here. They just have no. Again, maybe it's not the fact that they don't really have a true leader anymore.
They're unmoored.
It's leader by committee.
They're unmoored.
Yeah,
they're floating out there. They'll be blown in any direction the wind happens to go. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Big Whitaker.
Adam Schiff is excited.
I bet you he is.
Yes. Damn right he is.
Well, Chuck Schumer says he's aroused.
Yes. No kidding.
He hasn't seen this many people aroused.
too many lines here.
I know.
Southbound 95. State police still there with a wreck. They're on the shoulder at Route 100 and the bridge at Montgomery Road. So a little bit of a backup there, but still getting by. You might still see an incident that was on the ramp northbound Route 29 onto I-70. Be careful on that ramp. The wreck that was on Route 32 around Cedar Lane has cleared. Montgomery County still had an issue with an accident. Several lanes were blocked right at the merge at 270 southbound, getting on to 495 in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's find out what the roads look like. State Highway Administration Charlie Gisler is with us again. Morning, Charlie.
Morning, Charlie.
Hello.
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 Gishman.
Hang on a second. Gishman, we'll try up here. See if
I'm here.
There you are.
Oh, we recovered to Gishman. He was on a different phone line. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Can you hear us? Okay, he cannot hear us.
Yeah.
Try that telco feed on the board. Can you hear us now, Charlie? Charlie, you there?
He cannot hear
us. All right, he cannot hear us. Have him call
we'll
back.
We'll figure that out.
See if we can figure that
we'll
out.
We'll figure it out.
See, because that happens every once in a while.
Yeah, well, we lost power in the building about an hour ago and went off for a couple minutes. Screwed everybody up.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Including Charlie.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure this when the power went off, I'm sure it impacted the phone line somehow.
Weather Channel says a winter storm is moving out. Light snow is in the area, but will mix the rain and sleet a little bit later on. Temperatures will climb to 38. Rain overnight and through tomorrow morning, and then dry by tomorrow afternoon. 48. Right now, we're 28 and cloudy in Forest Hill. 31 in Glen Burnie. We'll try Charlie Gishler once again. Charlie, can you hear us now?
I hear you now.
Okay, we got the bugs worked out of the system here. What's going on?
So the state highway system's in pretty good shape. We're pushing back shoulders right now, getting any isolated coverage off the roadways, and that's what we're going to be doing all day long here. They're just wet right now, but they're not ideal conditions, so slow down. If you get out this morning, make sure your speeds are slow, especially on the elevated sections of roadway. There's another impulse coming in that's going to do like it did yesterday, hit us right in time with the afternoon rush hour. That might have a little bit of an icing component to it, so we're going to keep our crews out to make sure we're scouting for any icy spots all day long today.
All right, very good. Great work by the state highway crews, because all the main roads, man, they're really clear. It's some of the side roads, which state highway doesn't do. That's your local county that are still need to be addressed. But looking good. Charlie, thanks again. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Take care. Be safe.
All right, thanks, you too. All right, so we're talking about Elon Musk and some of the stuff he found. He said this is just common sense. Controls.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't draconian cuts. They're going through, finding stuff that, and one wonders three things. One, Where's Congress in all of this? Where are the inspectors general that are supposed to find this kind of stuff through regular audits?
And what have they been doing?
Did anybody do their jobs? Here's what he said about what they found at Treasury.
If you look at, say Treasury, for example, basic controls that should be in place, that are in place in any company, such as making sure that any given payment has a payment categorization code, that there is a comment field that describes the payment, and that if a payment is on the do not pay list, that you don't actually pay it. None of those things are true currently. So the reason that departments can't pass audits is because the payments don't have a categorization code. It's like just a massive number of blank checks just flying out the building. So you can't reconcile blank checks. You've got comment fields that are also blank, so you don't know why the payment was made. And then we've got this truly absurd, a do not pay list, which can take up to a year for an organization to get on a do not pay list. And this, we're talking about terrorist organizations, we're talking about known fraudsters, known aspects of waste, known things that do not match any congressional appropriation, can take up to a year to get on the list, and even what's on the list is not used. It's mind-blowing. So what we're talking about here, we're really just talking about adding common sense controls that should be present, that haven't been present.
Imagine. Blank fields, no description of the payments, yet billions of dollars going out with no accountability, right. no forensic audit, nothing. And then they just keep going out. And President Trump talked about a guy that got a contract that was supposed to end 2 years after he got the contract. They've been paying it for 30 years. Contract is over, but the United States government's still paying it. Now, as what they found over at Social Security, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
You know, there's crazy things, like just cursory examination of Social Security, and we've got people in there that are 150 years old. Now, do you know anyone who's 150? I don't know. Okay. They should be on the Guinness Book of World Records. They're missing out.
That has triggered all sorts of lefties like Radical Raskin here in Maryland who now... He wants to get rid of Elon desperately.
It does not like the idea that a guy who would not even be constitutionally eligible to run for president is acting as president. A guy who, if he were president, would be impeached immediately because he's taking billions of dollars in foreign government emoluments from all over the world. And some people have actually been talking about impeaching President Elon Musk now, on the theory that he's usurped the powers of the presidency. So,
He's not the president, and that's what they're trying to trigger Trump, get under his skin by calling him co-president. Did you see the Time magazine cover? Elon Musk at the Resolute desk, and Trump laughed it off. He goes, are they still in business?
Yeah.
In the Time magazine. So it just goes to show that the Democrats not bringing their A-game. They're melting down, and they're screaming, and they look like fools and tools. You know what? Because they are. Let's call it the way we see it. They have lost their way. They don't really, they're rudderless at this point, and that's a good thing for the country. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Well, today's winter storm is going to create havoc, more havoc, on the roads around Baltimore. Forecasters say that light snow is going to be expected to fall through much of the morning, eventually turning into a wintry mix later on today before turning into rain heading into tomorrow morning. Drivers are being told to take it easy on the roadways and expect side streets to be a mess. State lawmakers considering legislation that would require new homes built in Maryland to be completely electric. The bill requires buildings to be constructed to be able to power everything necessary to live without the use of fossil fuels. Solar hookups will be required on new buildings as well. Supporters of the bill say it's good to be proactive with such legislation. Opponents say Maryland's electric grid would not be able to handle the increased demand. Two Baltimore County men are facing life without parole for killing a third man over his marijuana. DeAndre Wright and Demetrius Holland were both convicted this week for their roles in the November 2022 killing of Tyran Calk. Authorities say Calk had gotten out of the vehicle, was walking to the trunk when suspects walked up on him and gunned him down. Suspects took a black book bag from the vehicle after the shooting. They'll be sentenced in May. A woman is in custody for allegedly killing another woman in North Baltimore. Police say Tuesday that Jaquetta Jackson allegedly shot a 22-year-old woman in the leg during a dispute January 24th along Park Heights. Jackson being held on attempted first-degree murder charges. What led up to that dispute between the two is unclear. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 175, your pick 4, 3474, and now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, we've been looking at you live here, Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. The pace is good, light traffic through the air. It's going to be lighter this morning. Everybody just kind of hunkering down for today, so it's not going to be too bad. Roadway conditions on the major highways are wet. That's going to be your concern. So on the JFX, once you get south of Northern Parkway, you know it starts to wind all the way down to 28th Street and Druid Park Lake Drive. So watch your speed through there, but the conditions are okay other than being wet. Just made a check through Annapolis. No delays, no problems. Bay Bridge is clear over through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter Storm Harlow winding down. Some light snow this morning, but with temperatures warming, that snow mixing with some rain and sleet later today. 38 the high. It's rain overnight, a few showers tomorrow morning. 48 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage. coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The attention of Baltimore sports fans now firmly turns to baseball with the official start of spring training. In just a couple hours, the work really starts tomorrow. Pitchers and catchers, however, report today. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde is also there.
I just want us to continue. I think as long as we keep getting in the postseason, continue to get our young players better, continue to add pieces that's going to help our team. I like the direction we're going in. We've had two successful years, and I think we're still in a really, really good place organizationally to have that continue. I just want to see that continue.
Got to win some playoff games, though. However, Vegas odds makers have the Orioles with a good shot. They're 12-1 to get to the Fall Classic, along with the Astros and Phillies, behind the Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, and Braves, who are all even money or better. Meanwhile, spring is off to a fast start in Tampa. Yankees manager Aaron Boone was asked about the Dodgers mouthing off in the offseason about how much better Los Angeles was than the Yankees last year.
They have that right to say whatever. Hopefully we're in that position next year and handle things with a little more class.
A little more class. Let the games begin. Saquon Barkley and Super Bowl 59 MVP Jalen Hurts are set to cash in on the team's Super Bowl win over the Chiefs. Barkley reached all possible incentives on his three-year $37 million contract, earning him an extra $1.5 million per year for the next 3 years. Hurts' contract included an incentive in which he could earn a $500,000 raise every year of the deal following the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. So Hurts now will make $500,000 more in each of the next 4 years. Other football news, former Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore, now officially the Saints' new head coach. AFC North football news, as reported by Jay Glazer of Fox Sports, the Steelers expected to move on from Russell Wilson at quarterback. Former Steelers head coach Bill Cowher says that pursuing 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers would be a good idea. Glazer also reporting that Wilson will not seek a reunion with his former coach Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. NBA news, Kevin Durant joins the 30,000-point club, knocking down a free throw last night in the Suns' loss to the Grizzlies.
That's always been my goal, is to get the most out of myself every day and the most out of my career. And so to be mentioned with those guys means I'm doing something right.
The guys include LeBron, Abdul-Jabbar, Kobe, and Michael. I'm sure you get the picture. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the president goes the distance.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
I tell you what, you got to hand it to the guy. President Trump is going to the mat on this transgender policy thing. Not only did he ask the Department of Education to make that rule where transgender athletes are now banned from college sports and high school sports, for that matter, but now he's asking the NCAA and all the independent high school athletic associations around the country to take away the record set by any transgender player over the last few years.
Well, that seems appropriate to me.
Hey, you got to get the culture back. Not only that, of course, the doubling down on the men not being allowed to compete in women's sports here in college. Olympics now seem to be heading in that direction. Trump is now going after all these woke boards at the military academies, including the Naval Academy. It's so bad. Hegseth is over in Germany that he went into a school on post in Germany, and the students turned their backs on him.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So that's how bad the brainwashing.
Right, the brainwashing.
The brainwashing and the indoctrination is on post, on base. And so there's a lot of heavy lifting to do. But that's great. I hope. Now, the NCAA, they probably will.
The NCAA probably will, because they've already said that they're going to comply with the order in general. The high schools are another story. That's basically state jurisdiction, state by state. So we'll see what happens there. But he is going to the mat. He's trying to basically take the whole shebang with him.
Just like it never happened.
Exactly.
That would be great. Yeah. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. The left is just, they're really, when you look at where's the leadership coming, it's just a bunch of radicals that are frothing at the mouth and just, they've gone crazy.
Well, we hadn't heard this much from Jamie Raskin, as an example, until about 3 months ago in the last 4 years. I mean, he was there. He made an occasional statement. It was newsworthy. But now this man is leading the news on cable news, on chicken noodle news, and on MSNBC on a rather continual basis because he's out there, he says some stupid stuff, and they are perfectly glad to air it.
Nobody should normalize what's going on here. We've got the wealthiest man in the world who cannot be president because he was born in apartheid South Africa and then made his way to Canada and then to America. So he can't be president except if he can buy himself a de facto presidency by putting up hundreds of millions of dollars for Donald Trump.
Okay, now think about this.
You mean like George Soros?
Yeah, for 4 years, during 2016 through 2020, Donald Trump was Hitler. He was an autocrat. He was going to run everything. The man was all-powerful, all-ego. And now, all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe that he's a patsy and that actually the power behind the throne is Elon Musk? Give me a break. Come on, make up which storyline you want, but stick to it.
On day one, he's a co-dictator.
He's a co-dictator. It's just amazing. Like Raskin went on to say that Musk, he's out there acting like he was the president.
He's acting like he is president. In fact, I don't know of any president who's ever done anything remotely like this, which is basically engineer an operation to take custody of millions and millions of records of the American people, the financial systems of the Treasury Department, the data of the American people. He's got his claws into the defense operation, telecom, you name it.
I just got to wonder exactly which folks are actually supporting Jamie Raskin to put him in office, because those are the folks, my bet is, that he's mentioned and will defend most fiercely from any interference by the co-president, quote. Look, the guy's a tool, but he's a useful tool, but he's ours. He's Maryland, right? Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana says, look, the Democrats somehow believe that they're winning this argument. They get inside this bubble in Washington, D.C., and they're having, a protest a day. What's the phrase they're using? A protest a day keep the fascists away.
That was Raskin.
He said
a rally a day keeps the fascists away.
Yeah, so John Kennedy says, you guys really got to get out more.
I was paying especially close attention to what the president had to say about reviewing spending. I think it would be fair to say that President Trump is dug in like a tick. He's going to continue. He ran on this issue. He said, if you elect me president, I'm going to review the spending.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how you review the spending without reviewing the spending.
This is something he said a couple of times, but it's so true. How do you review the spending without reviewing the spending? There's nothing going on in this audit that hasn't gone on in audits in every major corporation in this country. This is how you figure out if there's waste, fraud, or abuse in your organization. And they're finding it every single day, almost on every page of every department they go into. They're finding this kind of stuff. Kennedy says, look, the Democrats, they've chosen sides. They're in favor of spending porn.
Some people, mostly my Democratic colleagues, have chosen to support the bureaucracy and the spending porn over the American taxpayer.
Yeah, it is that simple, because they think they're winning.
Yeah, speaking of spending porn, there's been an article this morning in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter on Anthony Brown, the Maryland's Attorney General, and how his predecessor, remember Brian Frosch,
right? Yes.
90 letters challenging Trump, suing Trump. Looks like Brown's going to pick up where Frosch left off.
Oh, Lord.
He's got a six-team litigation unit at a cost of $1 million to go after Trump and his executive orders. Don't you think that money would be better spent in going after where the money is being spent in Baltimore City education and how the money is being mismanaged and misspent through most of our state agencies and protecting Maryland consumers? Unreal.
They think Trump is a pinata. They're just going to keep swinging. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Boomer Johnson and the news.
There is a police car still there, wrecked early this morning, 95 southbound at the bridge at Montgomery Road. So it's just as you're going in to Howard County from the airport and moving south towards Route 100. So a little bit of a slowdown there just because of the flashing lights. It looks like there might still be a little bit of snow in the air on 83 up here around Maryland 439, York Road, and then down through Middletown Road. But the roadway conditions are fine. Traffic is lighter than usual, and we're moving along. The ramp traffic even looks good through that area. Beltway, no issue, still clear and running okay with all the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your winter storm warning is over. The winter storm is moving out. Still some light snow flurries falling throughout the area this morning. It'll mix over with some light rain, maybe even some sleet as the temperatures rise to 38 today. Rain overnight through tomorrow morning, and then drying out by Thursday afternoon. 48 the expected high right now. Cloudy 30 in Parkville, and it is 29 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bill Johnson.
Please, someone, I need mustard.
Yes, mustard might go along with the fan favorite coming back to Mickey D's. In 2023, they added the infamous snack wrap to the menu. Then they began testing McCrispy chicken strips at select locations. Well, Monday, McDonald's announced it will return the popular snack wrap to its menu, along with other chicken-focused offerings, including the McCrispy, which will now roll out in over 70 markets. That's a chicken sandwich at McDonald's.
All right.
All right. Mostly known for their burgers.
They've already had chicken sandwiches.
And but with limited results. And yeah. Then you had, you know, Popeyes came through. And then, of course, Chick-fil-A has got a big market share. And then Wendy's and everybody. So McDonald's now is trying to get some of that market share back when it comes to chicken. Aviation Gin is celebrating Valentine's Day by getting you married. And apparently this is Ryan Reynolds' gin, his brand of gin. They're offering $214 weddings at the Aviation Gin Distillery in Portland, Oregon for one day only this Friday. So, right. Chuck, if you and Debbie want to tie the knot all over again, cost you $214 in Portland, Oregon. You got to be 21 or over.
Of course, the flight out might cost a dollar or two. But
A dollar or two.
Yes.
What price would Chuck put on love? I mean, really.
No, I'm going to notagain.com. That's where I'm
going. Notagain.com. That'll double entendre.
I learned my lesson. That's for damn sure.
A&W staff again.
You know you're a happily married guy. You wouldn't be able to live without that girl in your life.
You don't know anything, Bruce.
I know everything.
You don't know a damn thing.
I know everything.
You're an assuming, and the first part of that is what you
are. Yes. A&W is tapping into peak nostalgia with its latest drop, Ice Cream Sundae Soda.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you like ice cream sundaes, you now get it in soda. They have it in regular and zero sugar versions as well. Wonder how that would taste. You like cream soda?
Yeah, I do like cream soda.
Well, maybe it's kind of
soda. Zero sugar's got to suck, though.
Yeah. The zero sugar? Yeah.
You take the sugar out, it's got to suck.
Yeah. Well, they probably put something like stevia in there, you know.
If you're wondering what bottle of wine to pair with your pizza.
Yeah, I've wondered.
Domino's has now come up with the answer. Domino's and Yellowtail have released a red blend wine.
Oh.
It's the perfect, it's got the picture of the Domino along with the Yellowtail. On the box. No, it's actually. Hey, there's some box wines that are not bad. You know, they're pretty good.
That's why you call damning with faint praise, folks.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
They're not. No,
they're fine.
Box wines
have
come a long way.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah,
they're fine.
You just won't find one in my house, but they have come a long way.
Well, Chuck has one actually in front of him, right next to the microphone. He'll talk to us for a second. Said, "I need a drink
with a straw in it.
With a straw
and a plastic straw."
Yes. Which
yes.
On the way back now.
Yes.
We'll have that in the MAG update. What do you hear? What Trump said about plastic straws?
Well, I said it.
It's a classic.
You know? I'm not as dumb as I look when it comes to
Chuck.
Oh yes, you are
the smartest traffic guy I know.
Bruce, keep it the opening. Wait a minute. Home run.
Wait a minute. That didn't come out the way I meant it to.
It did. Yes, it did. I know, because I said you were an ass. And you said I was as dumb as I look.
No, you said you're not as dumb as you looked.
And boys, boys, boys.
I was trying to. Never mind.
Go to your separate corners.
Okay, Dad.
6:49. Let's take a phone call here. Chuck and Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck.
First.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was just curious. It seems like it's the only Democrats that are complaining or yelling and screaming about this evidence that Musk has found. Does that mean this has been totally a slush fund for the Dems and the Republicans didn't know anything about it?
No, I think Republicans are in on it as well. Yeah, 100%. But they'll let the Democrats do the heavy lifting. There is one interesting note here. There is one Democrat that came out, Jared Moskowitz. I think he's Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And Chuck, thanks for the call. He came out and made the point that if Speaker Johnson passes a CR,
right,
a continuing resolution, because it's got to be done by March 14th, otherwise we're looking at another government shutdown. Yeah. If he passes a CR, all of this spending, porn, as Senator Kennedy calls it, will be funded. All of it. So here's DOGE identifying the problems, identifying the spending porn, and if Johnson and the Republicans pass a CR, they're going to fund it anyway. So now, which hill do you want to die on?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's so crazy. That's why we opposed that CR last time around that carried us through March, because you were going to handcuff Trump in the first quarter of his first 100 days of his presidency. So what he should do is ditch the CR and pass 12 single subject appropriation bills.
Yeah.
That's what needs to be done. Will Speaker Johnson do it? Does he have the votes to do it? Do the Republicans in the swamp have the will to do it? All good questions, and thanks for raising that one, Chuck and Glenbury. 6:50, coming up next, the Fairness in the Girls Sports Act here in Maryland dies in the House thanks to Democrats.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Scott Jennings over at CNN. Boy, I tell you, it was an interesting exchange. Abby Phillip, the moderator of the panel he was on, decided, hey, let's condescend some. Jennings did not take that well. And Trump hitting brings Fogle home. Big news broke last night. Does this mean we may be getting closer to peace in Ukraine?
I think it could be a precursor, because part two of the deal is today, which will be announced. So that's all coming up here on the morning drive. So we're looking at some Liberace music as a potential traffic sounder for Chuck, because he likes to. Is it Tickle or Tinkle, the Ivories?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about. With Chuck Tinkle, I think, would probably be closer. 653.
I've tinkled on the ivories before. Yes,
they'll call him Tinkle Toes.
Very nice, just in case. Make sure you have a hollow sound when Liberace plays, because he was in the can, you know.
Laughing all the way to the bank, he once said.
Yes, he was.
653. Yes, he was. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
One of our listeners called in and said the traffic light is malfunctioning in Lombard and Paca, and he said it's becoming an issue, so I'm not sure if it's out, but if it is out, then you have to treat it, of course, as a four-way stop. And both of those are one-way streets, Paca being one-way northbound and Lombard for the traffic coming through the downtown area on the westbound side. So definitely a heads up for that. Roadways are wet. The pace is good. Everybody still has their headlights on. We're moving south with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Winter storm is now moving out. It was not quite as much as they said we were going to get. But, you know, that can vary from storm to storm. We've had times when they predicted not as much, and we got dumped on. So it all evens out in the end, as they say. Light snow still in the area, but it will mix over to rain and sleet as temperatures rise. 38 today, rain overnight through tomorrow. Then tomorrow, by Thursday afternoon, it's going to be sunny, dry, and 48. Right now, cloudy, 32 in Stevensville, and it's 30 in Dundalk. So some sad news. There's good and bad news here. The bad news is... last week, the Maryland General Assembly Ways and Means Committee voted against the Fairness in Girls Sports Bill, HB 156. Mm-hmm. It was a party-line vote with all the Republicans in support and all the Democrats voting against. And it's a setback, but there's still a chance. We'll talk about the Senate bill in just a second. But I think we should name the Democrats that believe that biological men should be competing in women's sports here in Maryland. They are the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, Vanessa Atterbury, Howard County Democrat, Vice Chair Janelle Wilkins, Montgomery County Marxist Democrat, Eric Ebersole, Baltimore County Democrat, Chris Fair, Frederick County Democrat. Jessica Feldmark, Howard County Democrat. Elsewhere we have other Democrats, including Bernice Mareku North, Montgomery County Democrat. Julie Potkovich Carr, Montgomery County Democrat. Edith Patterson, Charles County Democrat. Denise Roberts, PG County Democrat. Ken Robertson, PG County Democrat. Joe Vogel, Montgomery County Democrat. And Melissa Wells, Baltimore City Democrat, as well as Greg Wims, Montgomery County Democrat, and Chow Wu, Howard and Montgomery County Democrat, along with Kaylin Young, District 45, Baltimore City Democrat. So those are the names. Those are the men and women in the Democrat Party who think that it's fair that biological men, boys, can come into women's locker rooms, women's bathrooms, women's sports, and take opportunities away from women here in the state of Maryland.
My first question is, which of them has a daughter? And would you like that for your daughter? Is that cool by you? To have a physical man walk into the women's locker room where your 14-year-old daughter is changing? Is that cool by you guys?
But not a single Democrat. Not one here in the House Ways and Means Committee. Not one applying common sense to this. Maybe they have daughters, maybe they don't. I don't know all their bios and backgrounds. The good news is that's still alive in the Senate. In the Maryland State Senate, the Senate Fairness in Girls Sports Bill, SB 588, will have a hearing date Wednesday, March 5th in Annapolis. That is open to the public, so I want you to mark that down. It's 12 o'clock. Save the date, Wednesday, March 5th. The location in Annapolis, of course, Senate Bill 588. What that would do, it would defund schools that allow male participation in women's sports. It would strengthen Title IX enforcement to protect female-only sports and locker rooms, promote fair sports policies at the federal level, and advocate globally for sex-based sports categories and restricting male athletes from competing in women's sports. The good news is President Trump has signed an executive order banning the biological males or the transgender women from competing in women's sports. But this is how far that the Democrat Party, this is the reason why Donald Trump got elected, one of many, because this is a common sense issue. And they're not willing to go along with common sense. They want to impose their specific brand of wokeism and Marxism, cultural Marxism, on the rest of us. And I think it was important to identify those that were responsible for it.
Yeah. I think it's only the appropriate thing to do. There's probably a number of other steps we could take, but that's a step in the right direction. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. If you're thinking about selling your home, but you've been staying in the home you have, because after all, the interest rate's pretty good, and it's a fine enough house. What if you could actually find a home, your dream home, and get an interest rate in the mid-4s? Now, that's pretty unheard of right now. Well, selling your Maryland or lower Pennsylvania home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. So if you've found that dream home, take it from me. Don't list your home to sale unless you've talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele. He's with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. If you were able to find that dream home, had an interest rate in the mid-4s, would you sell your current home? I bet you would. Whenever I spend time with Vinny, I realize this guy is just a whiz at applying today's technology to the real estate industry in a fashion that I've never seen it done before. He's famous for his guarantees, his buyers, and his stats, and for helping you sell for the most money possible. If your time frame with the least amount of hassle in the midst of a market like this one before you list your home, 410-709-7515 is his phone number, 410-709-7515.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to the work of DOGE, a panel charged by President Trump with making recommendations for streamlining government and ending wasteful spending, Elon Musk says there's nothing draconian about it.
It's just common sense.
President Trump agrees it's just common sense, and he signed an executive order aimed at accelerating the downsizing of the federal workforce.
The new order puts strict limits on hiring, with government agencies only adding one new employee for every four who leave. The president also said he wants agencies to plan for large-scale reductions in force, a phrase that's normally used to describe layoffs. Advisor Elon Musk said there are some good people in the federal bureaucracy, but they need to be accountable, he said, and that major government reform is what Americans voted for. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pennsylvania teacher Mark Fogel is back home, freed from a Russian prison under a deal negotiated by President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff. Fogel says it was a tough time over there, but the folks back home kept him going.
This super organism of people that came to my support and the love that I was given sustained me for 3.5 years. In a prison that had me in hospitals for more than 100 days.
Fogel arrested in 2021 for possessing a small amount of medical marijuana. A snowstorm forced the Senate to postpone yesterday's confirmation vote on National Intelligence Director nominee Tulsi Gabbard. That vote now expected later today. Also later today, we'll get an inflation update. The Labor Department expected to report the January Consumer Price Index rose 2.9% from a year ago. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 65 points, NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
7:03 right now, Wednesday morning, hump day, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Broken down vehicle on the eastern shore. It's near the outlet mall in Queenstown on 301 southbound. It's apparently in the right lane, so local traffic there. Want to keep an eye out for that. Still doing fine coming through Annapolis. No reports of any problems right now, though we're just getting an incident here. Let's see what this is. Generals Highway between 450 and the Annapolis Mall. So that's 178. Report of an accident there. It's going to be just above the ramp at Route 50. That's new. Just came in the last couple of minutes. If you're downtown, the traffic light is apparently malfunctioning. Be careful at Lombard at PACA. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter Storm Harlow winding down. Some light snow this morning, but with temperatures warming, that snow mixing with some rain and sleet later today. 38 the high. It's rain overnight. A few showers tomorrow morning. 48 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you're looking at temperatures that are mostly in the 30s. Right now you have around 34 degrees, rather, downtown Baltimore, 28 in Bel Air. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Today's winter storm is going to create havoc on the roadways around Baltimore. There'll be a little bit of residual snow still around. Forecasters say light snow expected to fall through much of the morning. Going to turn into a wintry mix later on today before turning into rain heading into tomorrow morning. Drivers being told to take it easy on the roadways and expect side streets to be a mess. State lawmakers considering legislation that would require new homes built in Baltimore, built in Maryland actually, to be completely electric. The bill requires buildings to be constructed to be able to power everything necessary to live without the use of fossil fuels. Solar hookups, by the way, would also be required on new buildings as well. Supporters of the bill say it's good to be proactive with such legislation. Opponents say Maryland's electric grid wouldn't be able to handle the increased demand. Two Baltimore County men facing life without parole for killing another man for his marijuana. DeAndre Wright and Demetrius Hollis, both convicted this week for their roles in the November 2022 killing of Tyran Calk. Authorities say Calk had gotten out of the vehicle, was walking to the trunk when the suspects walked up, gunned him down, took a black book bag from the vehicle. After the shooting, they will be sentenced in May. And a woman is in custody for allegedly killing another woman in North Baltimore. Police say Tuesday, Jaquette Johnson, or Jackson, rather, that's Jaquetta Jackson, allegedly shot a 22-year-old woman in the leg during a dispute on January 24th along Park Heights. She's being held on attempted first-degree murder charges. What led up to the dispute between the two is unclear. 7:06, WCBM's Stein on Sports is next.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's the first day of the rest of the career of Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman today, who suffered through a dismal injury-plagued second half last year. The O's need him to turn that around, of course, in 2025, and that's what his manager expects.
I think he's going to come into camp really, really driven, and we've had conversations this offseason. He's got a great plan in place for being ready in spring training like he always is.
In his final 72 games a year ago from June 29th to at the end of the year. Rutschman batted just 189 with four home runs and 24 driven in. Hyde also talking yesterday about the back end of the rotation and two guys not to forget who could make a further impact this season.
You talk about guys like Albert Suarez and Cade Povich, what Albert did for us last year and what Cade could be, and showed Cade showing signs of being a really good left-handed starter this league.
The Orioles have a lot of pitching depth, but not that number one ace. We'll see how it pans out in Sarasota. The Big Ten Conference has announced its Men's Lacrosse Awards of the Week. A couple of locals here. Offensive Player of the Week goes to Eric Spanos of Maryland. Tied his career high with four goals in the win over Loyola. Freshman of the Week is Tyler I of Johns Hopkins University, a long stick midfielder out of Jersey City, New Jersey. He scored his first career goal and added a pair of cause turnovers in their win over Towson. This week, a couple of big matchups. Number 6 Maryland hosts number 3 Syracuse on Saturday. 8th-ranked Hopkins travels, albeit a couple of miles, to take on Loyola. Coming up at 7:35, the governor of Pennsylvania calls a timeout. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, with one of those moments yesterday, Little X, Elon's son,
Little X,
picking his nose.
In the Oval Office.
In the Oval Classic. Office. Kids do the darndest things. Hour 2.
Been examining it.
Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Again, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, the CNN brouhaha breaks out over the judges. We'll take a look at, Trump getting another American prisoner out of jail. This one, schoolteacher Mark Fogel out of Russia. Maybe the beginning of a Ukraine-Russia deal. We'll talk about that. But top story here is the firing of rogue federales.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch what's going on. The rule has come down, or the law has been come down, however, on the shoulders of those individuals who have chosen to ignore the executive orders put out by Donald Trump. Kristi Noem has apparently fired four of the individuals who were involved in sending $60 million to New York, specifically, this is from FEMA, against the president's wishes. No more rogue prosecutors, no more rogue bureaucrats here. Caroline Leavitt began yesterday's conversation by again reminding people, particularly reporters present, because most of us are now beginning to absorb this, that we have tax cuts ahead, and they're going to be substantial.
These are the tax priorities of the Trump administration. No tax on tips, no tax on seniors' Social Security, no tax on overtime pay, eliminate all the special tax breaks for billionaire sports team owners, close the carried interest tax deduction loophole, tax cuts for Made in America products. This will be the largest tax cut in history for middle-class Americans.
Yeah, and then, of course, as far as, what are you going to do? How is that money going to come? Well, you're going to shrink the size of the federal government. And she says, remember that if you take a look, on Mondays and Fridays, through the federal government, only around 6% of the workforce actually shows up. One of the odd things, I think it's hilarious, actually, all this protest in front of the Social Security building, it's about empty. They're all at home. They're not working in the office. So here are the Democrats in front of Social Security saying, we're here to protect all these jobs of these hardworking individuals who aren't here right now. So Leavitt says the only surprise that's come along here is whether or not these people are going to show up for work on Tuesday and Wednesdays.
We encourage federal workers who don't feel like showing up to the office to accept this buyout program. More than 40,000 and counting federal workers have agreed to this buyout program, and they are looking forward, I guess, to having their 8-month paid vacation. But we know only 6% of federal workers are working in the office right now. That's unacceptable, and that's why the buyout program was
was offered.
Yeah, and look, if you can shrink the size of government by 5 or 10% as far as the employee base, shrink the responsibilities of the federal government, which means we save some money as far as our tax dollars going to Washington, D.C., we are so far in debt that this is probably the only way we're going to somehow get this country out of debt. This is not just a fiscal responsibility, in my view. It is a moral responsibility, because right now, we're just pretty happy about passing all of our debts down to our grandchildren. And that, to me, is just not fair. More from her coming up. Right now, though, it's 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Doge Whitaker.
We mentioned last time around an accident not far from the Annapolis Mall, 178 at Bestgate Road. So you want to keep an eye out for some activity there. Now there's a report of an accident southbound on I-97 near the ramp at Route 3 and Route 32. It just looked at the camera there, which is coming south from Benfield Boulevard. I don't see the impact. There is a car off to the right side, but he's snow covered, so that's been there for a while. And then that area south of that point, down after Route 32, traffic is still getting by. So it may be right there as you're taking the off-ramp going into Gambrels and Odenton. Just want to give you a heads up for that. Vehicle might be off the roadway. Broken down vehicle near the Outlet Mall in Queenstown was blocking the right lane on 301 southbound. Heads up downtown, the traffic light was malfunctioning at PACA at Lombard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says winter storm is eventually moving out of here, so the snow is going to be changing over to rain, sleet, and or rain as we head up to 38 today, and then more rain throughout the day today and into tonight, tomorrow morning, before things start to clear out by Thursday afternoon with a high of 48. Cloudy, 31 right now in Dundalk, 31 in Millersville. Time for a mega movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, so one of the executive orders the president signed was getting rid of those paper straws and returning to the plastic straws, as well as the old appliances and the old light bulbs, et cetera, all this environmental stuff that Biden and the greenies tried to ram down our throats. Here's what the president said about straws the other day.
We're going back to plastic straws. These things don't work. I've had them many times, and on occasion they break. They explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation. And I don't think that plastic's going to affect a shark as they're munching their way through the ocean.
Headline, plastic straws suck. So there you have
it. Paper straws suck.
Plastic straws also suck.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah. So there you have it. But also the... explode? I wonder what he means by explode. I've tried a paper straw. It fell apart. It didn't explode.
I hate them.
Yeah.
To me, they feel funny as well in your mouth. They just feel odd.
President Trump says Ukraine has agreed to hand over $500 billion in rare earth metals to the U.S. for military assistance.
I want to have our money secured because we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars. And, they may make a deal. They may not make a deal. They may be Russian someday or they may not be Russian someday. But we're going to have all this money in there. And I say I want it back. And I told them that I want the equivalent, like $500 billion worth of rare earth. And they've essentially agreed to do that. So at least we don't feel stupid. Otherwise, we're stupid. I said to them, we have to get something. We can't continue to pay this money.
Yeah. And that's, we have to get something in exchange. You just can't hand out money without getting something in exchange. The president's approval rating now up to 53%, according to CBS News, YouGov. And they usually pretty much undercut the president. So this time in his first term, he was only 46%. So you have a 7-point swing from term to term up to 53%. Mm-hmm. Trump also released a statement on FEMA, which is now under review and investigation after spending nearly $60 million to house illegal aliens in luxury hotels. Former four FEMA officials have been fired. And he said FEMA itself should be terminated. And he was proposing block grants to the states, which is makes a heck of a lot more sense for state agencies to address emergencies in their states because they know how to help people better, maybe, than the federales. The appeals court has denied Trump's latest attempt to freeze federal funding. This is the first circuit court of appeals, which, again, is largely packed with Democrat or Democrat-appointed judges. President Trump announced a new intelligence advisory board, and Devin Nunes will serve as chairman, advancing the America First agenda. Again, you might remember he was crucial in fighting that Russia hoax along with Cash Patel. Speaking of Cash Patel, his vote has been delayed until next week. Today, we're supposed to get a vote on Tulsi Gabbard, and we're still trying to figure out when RFK Jr. is going to get his vote, although some Republicans now, Susan Collins and a few others, starting to drag their feet a little bit on whether or not they are going to vote for RFK Jr. President Trump has fired USAID Inspector General, a Biden holdover, Paul Martin. As his name, fired just a day after his office released a report blasting the Trump administration for working to put the to gut the agency because of its waste, fraud, and abuse. So, Trump, out you go. And as we have said, Elon Musk yesterday from the Oval Office saying Doge to investigate the federal government workers who have managed to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth. A Treasury Department where no fields were left blank as to the amount of the checks, who the checks were going to, what the checks were for. Some of those checks went to terrorists. We'll have the update on that coming up a little bit later on in the show, and extremist groups. And Social Security checks that have gone out, $100 billion in unnamed recipients. How do you send a Social Security check to somebody without a name? How do you send a Social Security check
cash
to somebody that's 150 years old?
Yeah, without even asking the question, do we really know this?
Yeah. So it's all good. And these are common sense controls, not draconian cuts. And once again, Doge is recommending. They have no power to make these cuts. There's no power there. And let's not forget, Doge is only seated until July 4th, 2026. So it's the first 2 years of the Trump administration. They're identifying waste, fraud, and abuse. And this is just tip of the iceberg. Yesterday, Musk said, and along with President Trump, they think up to $1 trillion can be identified. But what's bad is we have
$2 trillion
deficit every year. Day 24 of the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
721, you know, if your heat pump or your forced air or your HVAC isn't doing what it should be doing, or maybe it's heating but not efficiently, well, a lot of people are opening up their bills and getting sticker shock right now for electric, and now gas is pretty much heading in the same direction. So you want to make sure that whatever your HVA system is doing, that it's doing it properly and efficiently. And Tim Kyle Electric has branched out to HVAC now as well, that same commitment to service and excellence and dedication they brought to internal and external electrical work they have brought to the HVAC world as well. So be sure. I know they just completed some work on Bruce's home. They've done work on my home as well, and they'll do the same for you. Call Tim Kyle to come out and inspect your system and do a little maintenance on it, and they'll tell you whether it's operating efficiently or not, or maybe you need a new system or some kind of adjunct to your system. They'll tell you that as well. So give them a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or go to timkylecompany.com.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Get the most accurate forecast from the Weather Channel at the top of every hour, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
I saw some plows coming off the westbound side of the Bay Bridge. They were clearing the shoulder areas coming into Sandy Point and then taking that ramp into Sandy Point itself there at Oceanic Drive. So good news there. So all the shoulder area now has been plowed as well. The main line is clear. You're good over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge in Annapolis, a wreck on 178 near the Annapolis Mall. We're still getting a report. Have not seen it. I don't see any impact. I-97 southbound around the ramp at Route 3 and Route 32. Could be a vehicle off the roadway, but again, I'm not looking at a major problem through there. Beltway continues okay. The roadways are wet, but conditions overall not too bad. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says winter storm is coming to an end. Light snow still hanging around in some areas, but it's going to be a mixture of rain and sleet as temperatures rise. 38 today. Rain overnight through tomorrow morning, then dry tomorrow. 48 the expected high right now. 30 in Ellicott City. It is 31 in Severn at 7:24. Coming up right after the bottom of the hour news, an American has been freed from his Russian prison thanks to President Trump.
Yeah, which is wonderful to see. By the way, I'll have a full list of these schools. Most of them are closed anyway. There are a couple that are on a delay schedule or a virtual learning. We'll pass them along to you around 5 minutes from right now, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More from Caroline Leavitt. She said that there were a couple of surprises that DOGE has found, but mostly the surprises have to do with the scope of the inefficiencies, the waste, and the fraud that they're finding.
It shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody that that's what Elon is doing at the direction of President Trump. The only surprise here is the vast amount of waste, fraud, and abuse that we have uncovered, and we are just getting started.
Yeah, think about that. They're just getting started, and every day there's another horrific story about, you know, USAID, you know, funding some idiotic project, or worse, funding our enemies. Or you know, we mentioned this yesterday. They gave a rather large amount of money to a startup concrete company in Gaza. Guess what the concrete was used for, folks? Yeah, of course. It used to build tunnels. We can't see the forest for the trees here sometime. She said that, and the Dems, they're out showing up in front of mostly empty office buildings protesting.
Clearly, the Democrats learned nothing from their devastating defeat on November 5th, because this is exactly what the American people voted for. President Trump campaigned alongside Elon Musk, and President Trump promised voters on the campaign that he was going to make our government more efficient. He came up with the idea of DOGE, and he told everybody in the world he would be appointing Elon Musk to cut through the waste, fraud, and abuse that has plagued our federal government for far too long and has ripped off hardworking taxpayers.
Now, we're only about 3.5 weeks into the administration, Sean, and I've made a discovery. Everybody has particular crutches we use verbally. A phrase we might use inadvertently as a transition phrase or something we're just kind of fond of. Many of them a hangover from our youth. For Caroline Leavitt, the phrase is hoot and holler. Because the following is the fourth soundbite in the last 24 days where she's talking about somebody decided to go out and hoot and holler.
While the Democrats continue to hoot and holler in the streets, acting completely deranged, President Trump and Elon Musk and our entire administration are going to continue to go line by line and treat this federal government like a business. Money in, money out, and what do we actually need to spend money on to advance America's interests?
By the way, starting at 9 o'clock this morning, Kim Klasick, is she in today? Or no, or is, she's not.
No, you know, she's off today.
So Andrew Langer's in today. Yeah. So he'll be here to hoot and holler for 3 hours from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Levitt then talked about something Christine Noem has done. This I find very promising. There's no, oh gosh, you made a little mistake and I have to slap your hand and maybe take a couple of days off with pay just so I can feel like I did something. Christine Noem, when she found out there were about four employees of FEMA who had ignored the president's rather specific instructions and sent $60 million to New York City to house immigrants, illegal immigrants, in really nice hotels. They said, no, we told you not to do that. Guess what? You're out of work.
Secretary Noem and her team have confirmed that all those who were involved in hitting send on that $59 million payment against the president's executive orders and his agenda will be terminated. And I know Tom Homan, I'll let him speak on it, my dear colleague and friend, has very strong feelings about those who continue to leak information about ICE's deportation efforts.
So there you have it. You have employees at FEMA. You do this kind of nonsense, you're fired. And you have Tom Homan saying, we have a pretty good handle on who the leaker was in Aurora, and we think we know who the leaker was in Los Angeles, right before ICE made raids there. And what's going to happen is, once we are sure we know, that individual will be identified, fired, their pension, if they're a federal employee, their pension gone, and they're going to prison.
Yeah, you got to make an example of the leakers and of the people that are aiding and abetting illegal immigration, that is for sure. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company that is going to sell your home, guaranteed. Once you list with Vinny and his team and sign on the dotted line after you agree on asking price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell. And that's the way it goes down, because if it doesn't sell on the open market, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash. And the reason why he's so confident and can make that kind of guarantee is because of the database of tens of thousands of buyers that are qualified, that have been vetted, that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So once you sign with Vinny, it takes all the burden and stress and worry of selling your home completely away. That's why so many Marylanders and Pennsylvanians have utilized Vinny over the years. So call Vinny today. Tell him I told you to call. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Up next, an American has been freed from his Russian prison thanks to President Trump. It's 7:30. Latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The following schools have changes in their schedules. Anarundel County schools are on virtual learning today, as are Baltimore County schools. Baltimore City public schools are closed. Other closed systems, Charles County, Howard County, Montgomery County, Prince George's County, Queen Anne's County, and St. Mary's County all closed. Carroll County also closed. And Caroline County is closed as well. So there are a number of closings, one or two school systems on virtual learning. New poll finds, if you're looking for a place to take a date, guess what? BWI might be the place to go. Website datingadvice.com says Baltimore Washington International is the 31st most romantic airport in the nation. Respondents say the observation gallery and the extensive art displays will give you and your date something to talk about. Florida airports filled out four of the top five. By the way, Palm Beach International and West Palm being the top of the list. So you have a new date location. The airport, swell. Today's winter storm going to create a couple of havocs on the roadway. Forecasters say their light snow might continue through much of the morning, turn into a wintry mix later on today before turning into rain heading into tomorrow morning. Drivers are being told to take it easy on the roadways and expect that side streets will be a mess. State lawmakers considering legislation that would require new homes built in Maryland to be completely electric. The bill requires buildings to be constructed to be able to power everything necessary to live without the use of fossil fuels. And two Baltimore County men facing life without parole for killing another man for his marijuana. DeAndre Wright and Demetrius Hollis, both convicted this week of their roles in the November 22 killing of Tyran Clark. He had it in his trunk. They killed him took his stuff, and now they'll be sentenced in May. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
Pick three, lottery number 175. Your pick 43474. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
JFX looking live here right at the city county line at Old Pimlico Road and coming down from Ruxton Road. Roadway conditions are good. All the ramp traffic is clear. The roadway is wet both sides of the highway. We looked at 795 coming in from Cockeys Mill Road down through Owings Mills Boulevard. Again, same story there. Wet conditions, ramp traffic is clear. Maybe a little bit of snow on the shoulder areas, but other than that, it is not a big deal. Travel is doing okay right now, and the pace is lighter overall. We have not seen any problems at the Harbor Tunnels. One report of a broken down vehicle on the Beltway inner loop around the ramp at Ritchie Highway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter Storm Harlow winding down. Some light snow this morning, but with temperatures warming, that snow mixing with some rain and sleet later today. 38 the high. It's rain overnight, a few showers tomorrow morning. 48 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles general manager Mike Elias, manager Brandon Hyde, welcoming pitchers and catchers this morning to what will later today become a sunny 86-degree day in Sarasota. I'm just reporting the news. As spring training 2025 begins today, and a chance for the Orioles to turn the page on a disappointing second half of 2024. Here's Hyde citing a couple reasons for that.
Yeah, I mean, we lost Grayson second half, too, last year. So, you know, it was a good first half, kind of a rough second half. A lot of things went into that second half.
Rodriguez, at this point, the odds-on favorite to be the rotation ace, did not pitch after July 31 a year ago. He finished the season at 13-4 in 20 first-half starts. Meanwhile, spring is off to a fast start in Tampa. Yanks manager Aaron Boone at the mic yesterday was asked about the Dodgers, mouthing off in the offseason about how much better Los Angeles was than the Yankees last year.
You know, they have that right to say whatever. Hopefully we're in that position next year and handle things with a little more class.
A little more class on the opening of spring training. Let the games begin. Ravens receiver Rashad Bateman was fairly outspoken during Super Bowl week, appearing on Matthew Berry's fantasy football radio show. Bateman was asked about Lamar Jackson not being selected NFL MVP.
I mean, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but I mean, it's definitely more behind the scenes of what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's just the world we live in, because it's night and day.
Right.
Lamar was all pro and yeah, doesn't win MVP. I'm pretty sure Josh Allen wasn't all pro and he doesn't win MVP.
Josh Allen was second team all pro. Lamar was first team all pro.
And he hadn't beaten every category. So it was like, bro, what are we looking at?
Yeah.
Like,
Lamar received actually one fourth place vote, if you can believe that, from former NFL quarterback and now NFL radio host Jim Miller. And finally, Philadelphia's WIP radio, that's 94 WIP, the midday show, received an interesting call the other day from a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Go back to the phone lines here,
215-592-9494. Josh in Abington is the name on the screen. You might know him as the governor of the state of Pennsylvania. What's going on, Governor? How are you?
Guys, what a day. Unbelievable. Incredible win. Incredible win. I'm just so pumped up.
I don't know, but hopefully you weren't out there climbing no poles or nothing. You weren't out there acting up out there in the streets last night, were you?
No, we celebrate safely, guys.
Yeah, I don't think the governor was climbing any poles, but that was the midday radio show on WIP. Time now, 7:37, when we return, a happy birthday to a former Orioles closer.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Well, he wasn't here too long, actually, but a happy birthday today, his 73rd, to former Orioles closer Don Stanhouse, who was with the Orioles back in the late 70s. He was the Orioles closer in the 79 season when they went to the World Series against Pittsburgh and blew that 3-1. But the thing about Don Stanhouse, if you remember, well, first of all, the hair.
Yeah.
The hair was huge. But Earl Weaver used to call him, his nickname was Full Pack.
Right.
The reason why was because he made things so interesting on the mound that Earl went through a full pack
of cigarettes
in that inning. That inning or two. So happy 73rd to Don Stanhouse.
I still could see that hair, though. That hair was just
I mean, when he came into the game, that hair came in 5 minutes before him.
He was a wild man, is what he was.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the memory, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Once again, President Trump has done it. He is, when people say leave no one behind, Trump means it. And his actions prove it. Pennsylvania school teacher Mark Fogel, a school teacher, traveled to Russia with medical marijuana. The magic lettuce is considered a narcotic in Russia. Mm-hmm. And Mark Fogel found out the hard way that you cannot take medicinal marijuana into Russia. He was arrested in 2021. And yesterday, Russia released in a multi-layered deal, part one, was Russia released Fogel as a good faith gesture to the administration of President Trump. Here, Fogel thanking Trump, Steve Witkoff, and others for lobbying on his behalf.
I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. And President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes. The senators and representatives that passed legislation in my honor to get me home are the heroes.
He talked about when he was in Russia prison, he spent a lot of the time in the hospital.
Over 400 shots to him. He has no idea what they were.
My speculation, I don't know for sure, is that since marijuana is not allowed in Russia, they were looking for something to replace what he needed for whatever his ailment was. So they were looking for some kind of, I guess, pain medication or something that whatever his condition is would replace the magic lettuce. In that particular case.
Well, you can farm the THC out of marijuana, and they do in this country, and you can have that prescribed for you.
No, but that's in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the other thing.
Russia, I'm saying Russia doesn't have to reinvent
the wheel. Why anybody would want to go to Russia or these other countries where Americans are have targets on their back is beyond me.
Yeah, true.
I would never go. I would never go to Russia. I would never go to China. I would never go to Iran. I would never go to any country where Americans have a target on their back. So, and again, but some people, I guess, for work, they have no choice. But he went on to thank President Trump and Steve Witkoff.
And I will forever be indebted to President Trump, to Steve over there. What a dynamic man this guy is.
That's true.
Yeah, and the other is part two of there'll be another release today. We don't know who, but there will be another a prisoner released today. And then Trump went on to say, he was asked the question, do you think this is part of the opening salvo of a deal to end the war in Ukraine and Russia?
I think there's goodwill.
in terms of the war. You know, 1.5 million soldiers, young people have been killed.
I've met many.
Yeah, and it's a terrible thing going on, so we want to get that done. I think this could be the very important element. You could be a big part of it, actually, because it could be a big, important part of getting the war over with Ukraine. And we appreciate President Putin's what he did. He was able to pull it off for you, right? He was able to pull it off. We think, and you're here. And you're here. So it was great. We'll tell you a little bit more about it tomorrow. But I think we've made great progress on the war also. Getting the war. I want to get the war ended.
Yeah, and I believe it's either today or tomorrow in Munich. Vice President Vance is scheduled to meet with Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian Prime Minister, and President, rather. And so there's something in the works.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is yet, but there is some kind of deal that is now being negotiated and discussed.
Yeah, the question is, will Russia be happy with the amount of land? They're going to probably end up with Crimea and maybe one or two of the provinces in the Far East where they're mostly Russian speakers and Russian affiliated. Will Russia be okay with just that? Do they want more because there's no more to give? It seems that we already have an agreement from Ukraine that here have a whole lot of rare earth minerals. And that will...
I would think, though, Ukraine probably will not be given membership into NATO.
No, I think they'll have to say NATO.
I think that one is dead in the water, as they say. All right, still to come, why Jamie Raskin is so upset at Doge. And it may start within his own house.
7:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Yep, it's that time of the day again. 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're back at the Harbor Tunnels, and nothing major there, both 95 and 895 with the lanes open, and then the big interchange at Camden Yards. Again, all the ramp traffic there is good. The roadway is wet. No reports of any ice. The roadways have been heavily salted, so not an issue there other than the fact that they are wet. But all the interstates are open. All the interstates inbound to the Beltway are clear. JFX is without any issues right now from Ruxton Road towards downtown. Once you get downtown, had a problem about 45 minutes ago. The traffic light was malfunctioning at Lombard at Paca. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze, your tires. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, we have a winter storm moving out of here. So the latest, a couple of inches or so. Depends on, I don't know what you got. We got maybe 2-3 inches, if that. Light snow is still falling in some areas. It will mix over to rain and sleet as temperature rises to 38 today. That rain continues tonight into tomorrow and then clears up, dries up, and 48 for your Thursday high. Right now it is 31 in Pasadena, 29 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner today. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug, and our contestant is Amy in Woodlawn.
Morning, Amy.
Good morning, everybody.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, Amy wants to go last. Hear all the rest of the opinions first and guesses. Good luck, Amy. Here are your three stories. Story number one, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is having a little bit of a scandal. He just fired his health minister for all sorts of nasty, racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic comments that he made. And he hired a new health minister, her name Angela. And Angela apparently believes that called for the end of same-sex toilets, suggesting females can have penises, and defending people identifying as llamas. Stay tuned for that.
Okay, then.
Story two.
Is your mama a llama?
Canadian Parliament member Chrystia Freeland introduced legislation yesterday that is basically would convert all Canadian provinces to official French-speaking provinces like Quebec. The bill is intended to make Canada unappealing as Trump and the United States' 51st state. And story three, White Coat Waste, an organization aimed at stopping cruel and wasteful taxpayer-funded treatment of animals, has identified 15 NIH grants paying for transgender animal experiments, amounting to a total taxpayer cost of $26 million. Is it story one? British Prime Minister, new health minister, believes all sorts of wacky things, including people can identify as llamas. Story two, Canadian Parliament member introduces a bill making all provinces official French-speaking. Or story three, the $26 million spent at NIH for transgender animal experiments. All right, we'll start with Mr. Chuck.
Mr. Chuck. Well, I think all this money is being spent on all this stupid crap, so I'm going to go with two.
All right, Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I can see the crazy British story being true, as well as the NIH studies. I'm also going to say number two. I would think it wouldn't be diverse enough for the progressives.
And Mr. Bruce?
I digress. I think the NIH transgender story is probably true. Matter of fact, they're doing this on squirrels. One of them, the squirrel's name was Speed Bump, if I recall correctly. It turned out he wasn't transgender. He was kind of flattened by the entire thing.
He was nuts.
He was nuts. Absolutely nuts. I think story number one is fake news.
Bruce votes for story number one, so you got some differing opinions there. Amy, what are you thinking?
I think story number three, the NIH transgender squirrels, is fake.
All right. Amy goes for story number three, the transgendered animal experiments costing $26 million is fake news. All right, let's find out which one of these stories is fake news. Story one, selected by Bruce, that is a true story.
No kidding.
Yes. Making matters worse for you, Bruce. Story number two, the Canadian Parliament wanting to convert all provinces to French-speaking. That is our fake news story of the day.
No kidding.
Sorry about that, Amy. Thanks for listening and playing the game. Appreciate that. So it's the Gal Pal team of Chuck and Kristen who get that right today. Any more?
No.
That's enough.
Yeah, I thought I'd be sure.
That makes me want to start playing for Huffman pretty soon, you know, through the background songs.
All right, Chuck.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll, in a couple
Where's
minutes.
My shirt and mug?
When you come into town, you'll get it.
Absolutely, oh, Chuck. Good. Everyone set aside in your size. It was not easy finding
it. Was that a shot?
Quadruple L.
You bet it's a shot. Wow, quadruple L.
Yeah.
I set aside in your size. I saw your picture of the thing with Kim Klasick. You ain't sitting too close to the table yourself.
Yeah. Oh, a large man. That's all the camera angle, right?
There's a camera.
The camera adds 35 pounds.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Right.
Appreciate that. It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Joining you right now is Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial. Mike is a financial planner, estate planning attorney with a master's in tax, four-time Amazon best-selling author. When we see snow in the forecast, Mike, we prepare. You've been warning us about taxes going up in the future. How do we prepare for that right now?
Yeah, if you think about it, it's kind of crazy, right? I mean, if it's 1 or 2 inches, you prepare one way. If it's 8 to 10 or 2 or 3 feet, you prepare big time for a big time storm. But, you know, retirement is 20 to 30 years. And people just don't understand the need to prepare, especially, as you mentioned, the taxes. If your advisor told you up front, like the weatherman tells you what the snow is, if your advisor told you up front that you were going to lose 20 to 30% of your revenue every single year just because you were following his advice, would you follow that advice? I mean, who voluntarily goes for, you know, 10 feet of snow without going out to get supplies ahead of time? That's the same thing you have to take, approach that you have to take with retirement. Stop voluntarily agreeing to lose 20 to 30%. Arrange your retirement income. Buy the buckets of money that are going to create tax-free income streams for you for the duration of your retirement. Why lose 20 to 30% when you don't need to? It's absolutely insane. Plan for it because it's going to be there. You need to be careful.
By the way, folks, Mike is now has on the drawing board a pro-status mutual fund that will invest purely in milk, bread, and toilet paper stocks. So,
and bullets. Got to have bullets in there.
And bullets, yes. Got to have bullets. All right. If you happen to have saved $500,000 or more for your retirement, we got something to tell you about. If you're concerned about higher taxes, do what the wealthy do and have a plan to reduce taxes. Pro-status Financial can help you. If you're 55 and older and have that $500,000 set aside for retirement, they're going to personally create a custom tax strategy for you that includes a Roth conversion analysis. This tax strategy is complimentary. Just call 866-597-1040 and congratulations to you. Now call 866-597-1040 or you'll find them at prostatusfinancial.com. Click on the tax analysis button on the front page to schedule a 15-minute phone conversation today. That's prostatusfinancial.com. And Mike, we'll talk with you again next week. Thanks.
Au revoir.
The Rob Carson Show.
You had your shot at a two-state solution. You blew it, Palestinians, or whoever the hell you are. If you voted for Hamas to be in power, GTFO. It's about damn time we did something about it. Hebrews, homeboys, hillbillies. We were going to come together to save America, and guess what we're going to do now? We're going to save Israel. And if you don't like it, go live in a hellhole somewhere else. Go to Afghanistan. They're recruiting people in Afghanistan.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come, Talk Radio 680 WCBM between 8 and 9 this morning. More money for DGS. That is what's being requested here in this state. Some details on the border, breaking details on that from Tom Homan and the Bad Boys. We'll talk about that, TDA, all between 8 and 9 this morning right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Right now it's time for traffic and weather on the threes. The Intergold Man here in our broadcast, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah. Okay. The outer loop is a little bit slow west of New Hampshire Avenue on the Capitol Beltway around to Georgia Avenue. And I'm telling you, this shot that I have up right now, see the outer loop, the railroad bridge here, and then looking out, you see the Mormon Temple in the distance with the snow on the trees and that white building. Absolutely gorgeous and very light traffic. So actually, you can take a look at it. You can enjoy it as you head around the outer loop. Beltway locally looks good. You're clear on the JFX coming south of Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Weather Channel says with this winter storm out of here, so we're done with this. Just a couple of inches or so for us here in the Baltimore Metro. And so that'll all mix over to rain or sleet as temperatures rise up to 38 today. That rain overnight and into tomorrow morning and then drying out by the tomorrow afternoon. And 48, the next chance or peak of snow. Saturday night into Sunday.
Okay.
So we'll to keep an eye on that for you. All right, now, cloudy, 31 in Middle River, 31 in Arnold. And you're up to date here on The Morning Drive.
One of the early supporters of Bernie Sanders, this is how she characterizes herself, she went on TikTok yesterday, and she didn't give her name, but she simply indicated that she was one of her very early supporters and one of those individuals who have launched Bernie. And she wasn't at all happy with Bernie Sanders. And she says, basically, Bernie, you know, we're done here. And, you know, get your toothbrush out of my bathroom and never darken my door again.
She basically sacrificed her future and her career in the Democratic Party to back you. And today, you voted against her. And for what? Because the Democrats have continued to perpetuate a smear invented by Hillary Clinton that was hoisted upon her because she dared do what was right at the time and back you over Hillary Clinton? Shame on you, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, shame on you. And she said, we're done here. She's talking about, of course, Bernie deciding to vote against Tulsi Gabbard after she feels Tulsi, after all, you know, she fell on her sword for Bernie when Bernie was running against Hillary Clinton. And so Bernie turns around, thanks very much for your support. I'm voting against you.
She resigned her position as vice chair of the DNC in protest of how Bernie was treated.
Yes.
But Bernie doesn't care. He's a Bolshevik. I mean, he really doesn't care about anybody else but himself and his wife and feathering their own nest.
One of the continuing arguments arguments that's going on, Sean, is a structural argument. It's really kind of interesting to watch and see how this plays out. I suspect it's going to come down in favor of Article 2 of the Constitution rather than Article 3, but we'll have to see as it works its way through the courts. Scott Jennings says, you know, if you're some district judge somewhere in this country, put in place by Barack Obama or by Joe Biden, you should not have the ability to say, I've decided that my voice is more important on national issues in general than is the voice of the President of the United States. And he says the President should just ignore this guy.
If a district court judge tries to usurp the authority of the chief executive of this country, he should absolutely defy it. There's a difference between broad policy decisions and discrete disputes between parties. That's the difference. If I want a policy decided, I'll take it to the
Supreme Court. But what about checks and balances?
So you're saying that a judge should decide how and when money is spent
for years, not the president of the United States? Let me explain it a little bit more slowly. A judge is saying...
But you don't have to talk to me like that.
Congress...
I have a position on this, and you have an opinion. We can disagree.
Yeah, but I'm,
but
why can't,
I'm a judge, and I'm in charge of the executive branch, and you're not, forget it. Yeah, I totally disagree.
I don't know if you heard that clearly, but Abby Phillip, who is heading this little tete-a-tete on Chicken Noodle News, that phrase, let me explain it a little more slowly to you. It's like condescension 101. Mother condescension means talk down to, just so you know. But you have this amazing phenomenon of the neutral host, quote, quote, saying, well, let me talk a little more slowly. Perhaps you don't understand the big words. To somebody who is there, who is a highly qualified guy, who happens to disagree with her politically. And Sean, this is the Democrat Party.
If anybody should be talked slowly to, it's Abby Phillip, who doesn't understand the Constitution of the United States. In fact, I doubt she's ever read it, you know, the entire Constitution, or especially, you know, what she's discussing here, right. Article 2 versus Article 3 power. Again, if a president or a Congress does something that's deemed unconstitutional, then the Article 3 checks and balances comes in to rule that. But the plenary power of the executive branch, all powers of the executive, is called the vesting clause, rests with the executive of the branch, and that's the president of the United States. So he, once that money has been appropriated, can then determine how it should be spent within that department.
And he wants to lay people off, he can lay people off. He wants to say, I'll give you 8 months with pay, go search for a new job, and you're out of here. He has the power to do that as the chief executive of the United States. It shouldn't be all that complicated, but for the Democrats, yeah, it is. Hey, it's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue's omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify their heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. And that's why it's the best time right now to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code Omega50 when placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code Omega50 online. That's OMEGA50 when you visit RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. And don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s and then you receive a second bottle absolutely free. The code Omega50, 4-5. Your heart health and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3s.
Up next, DGS Secretary Schiraldi gets grilled.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Smiles all around as an American released from a Russian jail returns to the U.S., greeted by President Trump at the White House.
Mark Fogel, a history teacher from Pennsylvania who was imprisoned in Russia for 3.5 years, was released and then flown to the White House.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now.
The president described Moscow's willingness to return Fogel as potentially good news for ending the war in Ukraine.
I think we've made great progress on the war also. I want to get the war ended.
He also said another American would be released on Wednesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Moscow says a Russian citizen, as of yet unidentified, was freed in exchange for Fogel. Elon Musk says Americans voted for major government reform, and that's what they're going to get. Musk heads President Trump's DOGE initiative, looking at ways to cut wasteful government spending. Echoing President Trump's warning to Hamas, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the terror group had better release all of the hostages by Saturday, or else. Correspondent Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem.
His tough words come after Hamas announced it will not free the hostages. It accuses Israel of violating the ceasefire. It says Israel is obligated to allow more badly needed aid into the territory. Netanyahu's tough position comes after President Trump called on Hamas to release all remaining hostages by Saturday. That's over 70 people.
Former Israeli U.S. Ambassador Michael Oren says it's clear that Israelis are tired of the Gaza war.
I think we're dealing with a society that is so injured, so wounded and deeply wounded, physically, emotionally.
Still, Oren tells the Salem Radio Network there is widespread recognition that the conflict is not over and that Hamas must be destroyed. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 50 points, NASDAQ futures 37 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
No, you're really not stuck, really. People think when it comes to paying for health care, they just have to kind of go along with the way it is, no matter how frustrated they are with it. But it's not true. MediShare has been a huge help to people for 30 years now. And more these days, especially, people are realizing what a great alternative it is. And the difference isn't just the savings, which are huge. It's the whole thing. You're a part of something good. It's a community of people who care for and pray for and encourage each other. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. You're actually sharing. And yeah, back to the savings, often up to $500 a month with MediShare. The customer service is refreshing too because they're for you. It's just a different way. And even though you might feel stuck with the frustrating status quo, it's not so. You can call them now and start saving and feeling better about how you're doing it too. Here's the number. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Hump Day morning, Wednesday morning at 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a quick check in Annapolis, and there are really no problems there. Bay Bridge is wet, but everybody's moving along both sides, both east and westbound. There was a report there may have been some debris on the roadway at Ritchie Highway on the westbound side. A check between there and the Severn River Bridge. Didn't see anything, so it looks like we're okay through there. Back on the Beltway now here at Providence Road. Just checked over on the west side, moving around to I-70, and just changed the camera here to Park Heights Avenue. Everybody's doing fine. Traffic lighter than usual, and they're making good time right now. The roadways are wet, so continue to watch your speed. Most folks are traveling right now with their low beams on just to make sure. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter Storm Harlow winding down. Some light snow this morning, but with temperatures warming, that snow mixing with some rain and sleet later today, 38 the high. It's rain overnight, a few showers tomorrow morning, 48 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is moderate to cool outside right now, depending on where you are, and it is a bit sloppy outside as well. If you're taking a look in Baltimore, it's currently around 32 degrees. It's a bit cooler if you get further out. Aberdeen has 29 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Following schools will be closed today. Baltimore City Public Schools, Charles County Public Schools, Howard County Public Schools, Montgomery County Public Schools, Prince George's County Public Schools, Queen Anne's and St. Mary's, they're all closed today. Adirondack is on virtual learning today, as is Baltimore County. Caroline County is closed. Carroll County is closed. And that was a late closure that happened sometime late, early this morning, around 7 o'clock. They did a reevaluation. They initially had been closed for 2 hours, and they said, nope, not going to happen today. Two Baltimore County men facing life without parole for killing another man for his marijuana. DeAndre Wright and Demetrius Hollis, both convicted this week for their roles in the November 2022 killing of Tyran Kalk. Authorities say Kalk had gotten out of his vehicle and was walking to the trunk when suspects walked up and gunned him down. They then took a black book bag from the vehicle. After the shooting, they'll be sentenced in May. Woman in custody for allegedly killing another woman in North Baltimore. Police said Tuesday that Jaquetta Jackson allegedly shot a 22-year-old woman in the leg during a dispute on January 24th along Park Heights Avenue. And lawmakers in Annapolis are considering legislation that would require new homes built in Maryland to be completely electric. The bill requires buildings to be constructed to be able to power everything necessary to live without the use of fossil fuels. 8:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 175. Pick 4, 3474. Next, Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend Rod Baroy and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today. 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So there are no mountains in Florida. Britain Hill is the highest natural point with an elevation of 345 feet above sea level. So where am I going with this? Well, it's newsworthy then when the mountain reports to spring training. I'm talking, of course, about Orioles closer Felix Bautista on target now for a 2025 return. Let's take you back to the glum Oriole press conference in the bowels of Oriole Park at Camden Yards when Bautista went down in 2023.
Been a tough day up to this point, and Felix has been such a massive part of our team. Best closer in the game. It's been amazing to watch him do what he does. And last night sucked. I mean.
Today is 535 days since Bautista appeared in a Major League Baseball game, but there is hope on the horizon. And, of course, Craig Kimbrell didn't make it any easier last year for Baltimore. And finally, former Ravens safety, now Steeler Deshaun Elliott, making news yesterday. With Pittsburgh moving on from quarterback Russell Wilson and the odds-on favorite to land Aaron Rodgers, Elliott posted on Instagram saying, "Leave his ass at the retirement home." But how does he really feel? Coming up at 8:35, the king of the empty net. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, we got another one of those bad boys, the Bad Hombres, a TDA gangbanger arrested in Chicago. We'll go to the border and look at what Tom Holman is advocating should happen to leakers, and AG Pam Bondi as well. Just a moment, Vinny Schiraldi and the DGS. How much money should they get for their not-so-excellent service when it comes to juveniles?
Yeah, that in around 2 seconds. First, though, one school system to add to our list. Gave you at the top of the hour. Harford County schools are now closed as well.
All right, so Jamie Raskin has been very vocal about DOGE, about the cuts to USAID and to Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Raskin has suggested that there should be a class action suit on behalf of all Americans against Trump and Musk, alleging breach of American data by DOGE. And my question is, I mean, a lot of Democrats are upset and some swampy Republicans. But why specifically is Raskin so vocal? Why is he so opposed? Why is he a rally a day keeps the fascists away? It might have to do with Raskin's wife, Sarah Bloom Raskin. Revolver News reports that Raskin's wife previously served at the top levels of the Treasury and the Federal Reserve during the Obama administration. Raskin took 8 months to disclose his wife's sale of 195, almost 96,000 shares of Reserve Trust, where she sat on the advisory board. This sale resulted in $1.5 million of profit for Raskin's wife. This would be a violation of the Stock Act.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the real story. The real story is that in 2018, when she sat on the advisory board, the Fed granted Reserve Trust unusual access to its master account, an enviable get that allows the financial tech company to move money for customers without relying on banks. This was the only state charter trust company in the country to get one. And that's why she got the $1.5 million in exchange. So now maybe you see why Jamie Raskin might be a little terrified of Elon Musk.
Just a little.
And DOGE auditing the Treasury Department to the point where they got a judge. They shopped a judge. And they got a judge to say, you can't do it. You can't have access to Treasury payments. Now, that judge has clarified that, oh, the Treasury Secretary can, Scott Bessent, but yeah, the DOGE members can't. So, there's also something else you should know about, because Raskin was a member of the J6 committee. He also attended the China Council for the Promotion of National Reunification events, funded by the United Front Work Department that does CCP espionage. Sarah Bloom Raskin was the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury who unmasked General Michael Flynn. So, folks, there might be some reasons and causes here as to explain why he's fighting DOGE so vigorously.
Might be, he says very, very coyly. Yes, indeed. 8:13. This might be Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Indeed. We had this wreck earlier near the Annapolis Mall. At one point, 178 at Bestgate Road had some road blockage. Well, then some wires were down as well. So we just had a report. One of our listeners went by, said BGE now is there. So if you're on 178 between Bestgate Road and the ramp at Route 50, you'll have some activity there. Police will be directing traffic now in and around the area. Once again, looking at the Severn River Bridge and the traffic through there, all the lanes are open as you're moving through there and over towards Rowe Boulevard, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says winter storm is pretty much done with, and this light snow kind of moving out of the area now. We might see a little bit of rain, and it could be still snow because we're right around freezing, and then it could briefly be sleet and then some rain as the temperature gets up to about 38. As of right now, it's about 32 in Annapolis right now, so we could still see a little few snow flurries there. And it is 31 in Middle River. And time now to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
8:15 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is a real champ, folks. We've managed to combine a lefty Democrat and the NFL, and wait until you hear exactly how it plays out. Please, enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a very, very disgruntled, sad, upset, disappointed Kansas City fan who opined after Kansas City lost in the Super Bowl the following.
The reason why we didn't win, because Trump was at the gate! Trump should not have been at our gate!
That's it. If Donald Trump had not been at the game, Kansas City would have won. Thus, somehow, if Trump was at the game, he's the cause of Kansas City losing. Well, okay, I've heard Trump been blamed for a lot of stuff so far, Sean, but this is a first for me. It really is. Ma'am, you're unbalanced. Please get back in the clown car, go take some meds, and get out of here.
She almost sounded like an Eagles fan there for a second.
Yeah. I mean, editing that was profanity.
It's 8:16, 16 minutes after the hour. We have deep concerns about the Department of Juvenile Services and their budget. They're set to get a 6.5% increase to nearly $370 million. And during a hearing Monday, a Senate subcommittee, members of the committee questioned the agency's plan to expand programming that pairs these juvenile offenders, many of them violent, many of them repeat, with credible messengers in the community to serve as their life coaches and mentors. When asked, this is amazing, a member of the committee asked the DGS board members what they how many kids, utes, juvies, they could serve with $4.2 million additional Governor Moore proposed to give DGS. They had no idea. They had no idea. They had none of the data readily available. And they had we'll have to get back to you on that. I mean, that's really coming prepared.
Wow.
For your big meeting. Of course, you know, it's a slam dunk. If the Governor Moore wants it, I'm sure the Democrats are going to give it to him. But there were questions, Senator Chris West, asking Schiraldi last month about this data.
The department places the youth with non-DJS contracted community-based service provider. And at that point, it's like a black hole because you don't track what happens. And that struck me as irresponsible.
We are tracking it mostly. I'm not going to say 100%. But not in a way that I can press a button and say, we referred 57 kids to a youth service bureau in Baltimore County. I couldn't press a button and get that answer because of the antiquated system. We will fix some of that over the next 90 days.
Wait a minute now. You couldn't use a pen or a piece of paper for that?
No. He needed a button. He wanted a button. He needed a button. It's almost like they have the same system as the federal government has for retirement. It's in a limestone cave somewhere here in Baltimore County. Then State Senator Bill Folden, who was with us last week, asking Schiraldi, wait a minute, none of this seems to be accurate, whatever you're trying to, you know, push down our throats here.
My point being is that it's not giving a complete accurate picture.
There's no crime statistic that gives the complete picture. Arrests don't give it. Referrals don't give it. Self-reported crime doesn't give it. Everything is a snapshot.
Meaning, we determine it is subjective. There's not an objective answer. We are going to determine. We will massage these statistics to our favor, to our benefit.
Yeah, just got to guess, folks, because whatever you guess, we'll figure out you're wrong anyway.
And Senator West was on to him. He said, just looks like you're checking the bureaucratic boxes here, Secretary.
You're checking all the bureaucratic boxes. You're all the way down the list. You're doing this. But you're not trying to figure out whether or not these services that are being provided to the youthful offenders are actually solving a problem. You merely check the box that you put the services together with the offender, period, and wash your hands of what the performance is.
But isn't that how government works? Isn't that what we're finding out from DOGE? That there really aren't any checks and balances. Once an agency is funded, nobody knows where that money is going. It goes into a black hole. Mm-hmm. There's no forensic audit. There's no accountability. Once the state appropriates money to an agency, once the federal government appropriates money to the agency, nobody is holding them and hasn't for decades. Either party, folks, Democrat or Republican. And now all of a sudden, you've got Donald Trump who comes on the scene and Elon Musk. They're getting answers at the federal level. Why can't we do the same here in the state of Maryland?
Well, we need a doge at the state of Maryland, which means you have to have somebody who's in a position to be able to force that through, and that ain't the Democrats.
Certainly not Wes Moore, that is for sure. Coming up next, we'll find out if DGS is going to get their money this budget or not with State Senator Bill Ferguson. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? Because that's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the federal benefits review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come in the next 30 minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tom Ullman has a message for the leakers who both told Trendy Agua in Colorado and then in Los Angeles, hey, the feds are on the way. And, of course, the bad boys, TVA, more. We caught another one. We'll talk about that, too, between 8:30 and 9 this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, our very own bad boy, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a broken-down vehicle kind of crowding the ramp lane just a bit if you're coming on to the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway from O'Donnell Street. Right at the top of that ramp, you'll squeeze out to the main line a little more quickly than you normally would. You'll see it's a big truck there on the right side, but the main line of the road on 895 going into the tunnel is clear. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the lanes are open, both north and southbound. We've had no issues at all, despite the roadway being wet on the JFX. But as always, watch your speed anywhere when the roadway is wet. Watch your speed between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
Well, the channel forecast says the worst of it is over, and wasn't that bad. Just a couple of inches or so of snow, 2 to 3 inches or whatever, and then it's moving out of here this morning and mixing over with sleet and freezing rain as temperatures rise. 38 the high today. It's going to be rain tonight into tomorrow, and then a warming trend. We have going to be 48 on Thursday, pretty much the same. By Sunday we might hit almost 60 degrees. It'll be rainy though. All right, it's 32 right now, cloudy in the city, 30 in Bel Air. And you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. And this is the scenario with DJS. Okay, there has been an epidemic, an explosion of juvenile offender-driven crime here in Baltimore City and most of the state of Maryland. Juveniles are not being held. Repeat. Now, in all these discussion, you'll hear about data and everything else. You won't hear the word accountability. You won't hear the word punishment. You won't even hear the word detention or detained. It's all about services. You know, the wraparound services, that mysterious phrase we keep hearing about what these repeat juvenile offenders, many of them who are violent, that they need. And they're arguing, Governor Moore and Secretary Schiraldi, for a nearly 7% increase in their budget to $370 million without having to tell us, A, what are these wraparound services, and B, how do you evaluate whether they're working or not? Because clearly they are not working and haven't been working. And so now they want to put even more offenders in the system without any idea whether these wraparound services work or not.
One of the odd things about this to me, it screams government inefficiency to me. When you take a new job, one of the things your boss will tell you is, here are the metrics on which you'll be judged. You'll have to be able to do this task and that task and the other task in this time frame. It seems to me that if you're put in the position of keeping track of how many people are being helped by which services, the first thing you do is open up a spreadsheet and try to figure out exactly how you make that happen. And as you figure out how to make it happen, then it's all good. But apparently nobody has said, these are your metrics, this is what you have to accomplish. So it justifies showing up and saying, I have no idea. I really can't push a button and tell you.
But again, it's just not the governor and the secretary. And this DGA is just bad news. It's a bad agency. But now you have State Senate President Bill Ferguson. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, sat down with him, talked about, funding. Are you going to fund even more this agency?
I think that we want to fund programs that work, and we're also willing to put restrictions on those dollars to ensure that both that there is transparency about how the dollars are being spent and reporting on how well the dollars are being utilized.
But the DGS has met none of that criteria. None of it. They don't work. There is no transparency, and there is no criteria that they can provide. You had members of the agency come forward and said, we can't tell you how much $4 million, how many kids that would cover. And so, Frost then asks a very, very salient, pointed question.
We are going to have to spend to make sure that kids get the right services. We just need a better sense of which services are having the best impact.
How do you make sure that the right services are being given to these kids if the agency doesn't have the tracking in place?
We attach the dollars to conditions that reporting is done.
Oh, okay. I see now. So we attach the dollars. You mean that's not being done already? Now that they've wasted millions of Maryland taxpayer dollars, now Bill Ferguson says we're going to attach you in order for you to get the money. You're going to, folks. You can't make this up. I'm wondering what business world what Bill Ferguson do? What does he do in the real world?
I don't know.
Because can't be anything to do with business. Because if you run your business like this, you're out of business.
That's right. Yeah, and again, this actually is one of the bugaboos for small startups, is keeping track of things. And those small businesses who are able to keep track of inventory, keep track of sales, keep track of where their deliverables are, keep track of where their billings are, they succeed, and the others apparently are run by Bill Ferguson.
Another exercise in government futility, the attorney for the Baltimore County Council, Tom Bostwick, is now taking the hit for not complying with the open meetings law regarding the new interim county executive. None of the county council members are taking it, but the attorney is taking the hit. Because why? Well, because, they all want to be county executive next round. And so I would suggest that attorney, if he says that he's going to take full responsibility, hold himself to a higher standard, then do so. Yeah. Resign. Get somebody else who knows what the hell they're doing.
Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com, Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Up next, finding and punishing the leakers. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. The following school systems are closed today. You have Baltimore City Schools, Charles County, Howard County, Montgomery County, Prince George's, Queen Anne's, St. Mary's, Hartford County Schools closed. Carroll County is also closed. Baltimore County is on virtual, and Attleboro County is also on virtual learning today. So that is your full list of school closings. And there will be a couple of additional flurries throughout the morning and day today that might continue to, you know, be a bit of a challenge as you're driving around. Forecasters say the light snow is expected to fall through much of the morning. It'll turn into a winter mix later on today before turning into rain, and that's headed into tomorrow morning. State lawmakers considering legislation that would require that new homes built in Maryland be completely electric. The bill requires buildings to be constructed to be able to power everything necessary to live without the use of fossil fuels. Solar hookups will be required on new buildings as well. Supporters of the bill say it's good to be proactive with such legislation. Opponents say that our electric grid would not be able to handle the increased demand should we go down that path. Two Baltimore County men facing life without parole for killing another man for his marijuana. DeAndre Wright and Demetrius Hollis, both convicted this week for their roles in the November 2022 killing of Tyran Calk. Authorities say Calk had gotten out of his vehicle, was walking to the truck of his vehicle, when the suspects walked up, gunned him down. They then took a black book bag from the vehicle, apparently containing that marijuana, that was sentenced in May. And a woman in custody for allegedly killing another woman in North Baltimore. Police say Tuesday that Jaquetta Jackson allegedly shot a 22-year-old woman during a dispute January 24th along Park Heights Avenue. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes up next.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Our numbers from last night, your pick three last night was 175, and your pick four was 3474. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
That broken down truck is still sitting there right at the end of the ramp. If you're coming on to 895 South from O'Donnell Street, right at the end of the ramp where you merge out, he's sitting there kind of blocking the end of the ramp. So be careful there. It's not causing any backup right now. The traffic going straight through is getting by, but it's a very large, dark vehicle with some cones out behind it at that point. If you're around the Annapolis Mall, they're working with some wires down, and that area of Generals Highway on 178 still affected as you're moving close to the light there at Bestgate Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Winter Storm Harlow winding down. Some light snow this morning, but with temperatures warming, that snow mixing with some rain and sleet later today. 38 the high. It's rain overnight, a few showers tomorrow morning. 48 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
982 miles from Baltimore this morning. Pitchers and catchers report for work in Sarasota with the Orioles trying to find the formula to get them over the hump in 2025. Here's the manager.
There's 30 teams trying to get to be, only one team is there at the end of the year, and I think we're doing everything we can to try to be in that position. Postseasons have not gone well the last 2 years.
With that, we know Birds have made the postseason 2 years in a row for the first time since the 96-97 seasons, but have failed to win a postseason game. Oddsmakers appear to think, though, that they have a decent chance. Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, and Braves are all even money or better to reach the World Series. Next tier at 12-1 include the Phillies, the Astros, and the Orioles. A couple signings in baseball yesterday. Clayton Kershaw re-ups for an 18th season with the L.A. Dodgers as their payroll balloons towards $400 million, and the closer Kenley Jansen signs a one-year deal with the Angels. The Four Nations Face-Off Hockey Tournament set to begin tonight, meant to be the precursor to the 2026 Winter Olympics. Canada and Sweden drop the puck at 8 at the Bell Center in Montreal. USA and Finland tomorrow night. It's a little empty, though. Russia not participating because of the obvious. Therefore, no Alex Ovechkin. In fact, no Caps players at all will be participating. And speaking of Ovi, no one has scored more empty net goals than the great eight. He's pocketed 63 in his 20-year career, seven more than Wayne Gretzky as his chase continues. Ravens receiver Rashad Bateman was fairly outspoken during Super Bowl week, appearing on Matthew Berry's fantasy football radio show. Bateman was asked about Lamar Jackson not being awarded the league's MVP.
I mean, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but I mean, it's definitely more behind the scenes of what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's that's just the world we live in. Because it's night and day.
Right.
Lamar was all pro and he doesn't win MVP. I'm pretty sure Josh Allen wasn't all pro and he doesn't win MVP.
Josh Allen was second team all pro. Lamar was first team all pro.
And he hadn't beaten every category. So it was like, bro, what are we looking at?
Yeah.
Lamar actually received a fourth place vote from former NFL quarterback and now NFL radio host Jim Miller. And finally, a postscript to the Ray Rice story we gave you a couple weeks back. Rice now being named the Milford Mill junior varsity football coach. Now the Millers have varsity and junior varsity coaches who both played in the NFL. The varsity coach is Reggie White, not the Hall of Famer defensive lineman, but the Reggie White from Baltimore who went to Milford Mill, started with the Chargers in 1992, ended with the Patriots in 1995. So White is the varsity coach. Ray Rice is the junior varsity coach. Time now is 8:37. When we return, quarterbacks are expensive.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Sean, you're awfully proud of yourself.
He sure is.
Look at you.
Well,
your
amazing.
Shoulders are up. You're like you're in football mode.
Just brought back a memory when you met your Milford Mill.
All right, so
he takes his headphones off.
Go ahead, tell us.
It's not that big of a deal.
Boast. Go ahead, boast.
Not that big of a deal.
Oh, yes, it is.
Tell me.
43 zip, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, the math is dispatched of the Millers way back when in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
43-0 under the Millers?
Yeah.
Now, why
yeah.
did you play the Millers?
You know, some of these public schools did want to, you know, they try to get a gauge of where they are, I guess, against the private schools, and they chose to put us on their schedule. And that was the last time we ever played
the Milford
Millers.
What did you do in the game?
I was actually just a sophomore. I didn't get that much playing time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
wait a minute. But not that
the
much.
The underclassmen.
You mean you had the key play, though, in the entire game?
I played in guard and tackle.
Yeah.
I sat at the end of the bench, guarded the water, and tackled anybody who came near.
That's huge.
There you go.
Sean, that is huge. Let me tell you that. All right. Just the real quick on quarterbacks being expensive. The AP just released their biggest cap hits in 2025 against the cap. And the top 10 are quarterbacks. Some are good values. Some aren't, comparatively. Dak Prescott checks in at $89 million against the cap. The cap's about $215 million, by the way, so that's 33%. Deshaun Watson is number two.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous. Lamar, by contrast, is actually a value. He's number 10.
Okay.
At $43 million against the cap. That's 20%. Now, his cap rate rises next year to $75 million, so there's going to have to be something going on.
All right, they have to renegotiate as they often do.
As they say.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. 8:39. Let's go to the phones. Paul is in Catonsville.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. I keep hearing this term, constitutional crisis. and it is my understanding, poor as it may be, but it is my understanding that the judicial branch is directly interfering with the executive office in terms about enforcing our laws. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure that they would view it as interfering. I think they're overstepping, and I think we do have an appeals process in this country, and I think that the overstepping won't last real long because the appeals process will push it uphill to the Supreme Court if necessary. But I think certainly you have district court judges now who've decided that they don't have to worry about any bounds on what they can do. They can make foreign policy. They can make domestic policy. They're not going to actually just find between a discrete plaintiff and a defendant. They're going to make social determinations for all of us.
Yesterday, President Trump said in that Oval Office stunning press conference with Elon Musk that they're going to go to the appeals court.
Sure.
All these district judges. And that's fine, but he did make the point that it takes too long. So he was trying to turn it back on the judges. If you want this corruption and the waste and this fraud and abuse and you want to be it on your name and your hands, then so be it. But here's the thing. Chief Justice Roberts has got to keep an eye on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul's right. There is a constitutional crisis coming. If you have, and they've gone to these progressive states. If you notice, it's Maryland, it's Massachusetts, it's Washington, it's California. It's these progressive blue states where they're judge shopping to file these lawsuits to get these kind of... Because they know they're going to get a favorable opinion because the judges already are political animals. They're activists wearing robes. They're not actually arbiters.
Correct.
Umpires calling balls and strikes. So
yes, and I think that we need to expedite this entire process.
Right, right. I would agree with you on that. And that would have to be whatever the legal remedy is. I'm sure we have people working on it.
They have to ask the appeals to basically skip the appeal and let them go directly
to the Supreme Court.
And then the Supreme Court has to actually issue a writ of certiorari saying, yes, we'll take the case. So it's a two-step process still.
And then, of course, once they do that, and hopefully, because the goal here is to cripple as much of the first 100 days and the first 2 years of the Trump administration. Paul, it's an excellent question. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up here this morning. Appreciate that.
Early. Pam Bondi, who is, of course, the Attorney General of the United States of America, has a message for the leakers, those individuals who said to Trendy Aragua in Colorado that, hey, guess what? They're coming. And then again, out in Los Angeles, hey, guess what? They're coming. She says, we're going to find you if you leak, and we're not going to just fire you. We're going to toss you behind bars.
If anyone leaks anything, people don't understand. That jeopardizes the lives of our great men and women in law enforcement. And if you leaked it, we will find out who you are, and we will come after you.
We'll find out who you are, and we will come after you. And to those individuals who've decided their leaking is somehow a moral cause that they have, she says, fine, you go ahead and take that moral cause position, but we have laws in this country, and you have to actually obey them. And if you don't, you will be prosecuted. 843.
Let's see it.
Yeah,
bring it.
Really, please. Please give us a test case. It's 843. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The junction here at Camden Yards looks good. 95, Russell Street, 395. All the ramp traffic is good. The roadway conditions are still damp, but nothing major right now. All the major interstates are good. There's still some light fog and some haze in the area. So a lot of traffic still moving around with their low beams on through the area. That broken down vehicle still there. Top of the ramp, O'Donnell Street on the ramp to go south onto 895. So it's a tight squeeze right at the end of the ramp. And a word of caution there. Everybody looks good on the JFX from Ruxton Road towards downtown. They're working on some wires down in Annapolis. They're on 178 on Generals Highway, just around the intersection at Bestgate Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Well, the channel says winter storm moving out. Maybe a few flurries turning over to some rain or sleet and rain, then as temperatures rise. 38 today. Rain overnight, tonight, tomorrow, and then drying out tomorrow afternoon. 48. Right now, 32 in cloudy in Glen Burnie, and 31 in Parkville. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
New winner for best in show at the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah.
Here they are crowning the winner last night in New York, a giant schnauzer by the name of Monty.
For Best in Show at the 149th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I choose the giant schnauzer.
Oh, Monty! He did it! 3 years and he finally wins Best in Show. What an incredible moment for Katie Bernadin.
Monty the Magnificent, your 2025 Best in Show, the giant schnauzer.
He did well in the swimsuit competition.
Yeah. Yes. He edged out Jimmy Durante.
Yes. For another dry schnauz.
The reason why there was so much applause was the third year in a row he was in the final. And he finally won, becomes the first giant schnauzer to win Best in Show.
I had a friend who actually showed his dog there one season. It was a mastiff. I can't remember the dog's name, but weighed, I think, 220 pounds.
Big, wow, that
big,
is a
big dog.
Those mastiffs are, are big. By the way, this is going to get much chance to talk about this. Yesterday at a press conference, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, we refer to her as APL, had a press conference. She's leading the task force on the declassification of the JFK, RFK, MLK files, as well as the Jeffrey Epstein client list. Listen to what she said about the early perusal of these files.
It is with profound honor that I have been entrusted by Speaker Mike Johnson and Chairman James Comer to lead the House Force or the House Oversight Task Force on Declassification of Federal Secrets. Together with the help of the White House, our intelligence allies, the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, we will be conducting investigations into the following: the assassinations of JFK, RFK, and Dr. Martin Luther King, unidentified aerial phenomena, also known as UAPs, unidentified submerged objects, also known as USOs, the Epstein client list, the origins of COVID-19, and the 9/11 files. This task force will be a beacon of bipartisanship. On the Republican side, Representatives Burchett, Boebert, Burleson, Crane, Gill, and Mace will be joining me, although I'd like to note that I'm expanding this to the entire governing body and will be allowing certain members to wave on. Our first hearing is set for March. The date will be announced soon, and we've already initiated close to a dozen communications with various agencies, to include Pam Bondi at the Department of Justice and the Secretary of State. This will no longer be a task force that makes bold promises only to fade into irrelevance or send strongly worded letters. This will be a relentless pursuit of truth and transparency, and we will not stop until the American people have the answers they deserve. We will cut through the bureaucracy, challenge the stonewalling, and ensure that the American people finally get the truth that they have been denied for too long. If we are to endure and thrive as a nation, we must restore trust. Trust through transparency. The American people must be trusted to think for themselves, to form their own judgments from the truth that they are entitled to know. We've been treated like children for too long and kept in the dark by those we elected to serve us. It is my solemn duty to begin mending this trust, to form a new relationship between the government and the governed. Let us embark on this journey together towards a government that does not serve, but one that enlightens. That does not just serve, but one that enlightens. Trust through transparency, that begins now.
She went on to say, at that initial press conference and her initial review of some of the declassified documents, she believes there were two shooters in the JFK assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Two.
Good.
Not the lone gunman, but
no.
Two.
Yeah. Somebody on the grassy knoll.
Man.
The question is, who was the sponsor of the second shooter? And that's going to be very interesting to find out.
Her task force is going to be allowed to serve for 6 months. Why put an end date on it?
Yeah.
You know, it takes us long.
That is a lot to do.
We've waited 60 years for this. Take as long as you need. And let's get to this relentless pursuit of the truth, finally. By the way, Marty has said, I speculated as to what Bill Ferguson does.
Yes.
Listen to this. He apparently is with CI Renewables, private, non-utility affiliated developer, owner, and operator of commercial and industrial scale solar power generation assets.
Okay.
So they basically build large-scale distributed generation solar facilities, engineer, construct, and operate solar power facilities. So don't you think on every bill, every climate bill that came down the pike, every bill that has to deal with fossil fuels and he should recuse?
Yeah, and I think that this should be routine practice to indicate who these people work for in real life when they sponsor a piece of legislation, because that sounds, it sounds very much like he's feathering his own nest. It may not be, but
may
that's
what
be. It sounds
we,
like.
We don't know, but this is the appearance
of
impropriety.
Caesar's wife.
Yeah. Just incredible.
By the way, tomorrow we have got to talk about who actually is behind this bill in Annapolis to require that all houses being built, all buildings being built, are equipped to go just pure electric.
All right, we'll get behind that one tomorrow. Coming up next, they've got another bad boy has been arrested by the agents of ICE.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government? How do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right? Mm-hmm. We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave, and what's going to count for vacation time, and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We can tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Get the most accurate forecast from the Weather Channel at the top of every hour, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
By the way, a great email in from Tom in Catonsville. Not time for the entire thing, but I'll just encapsulate it. I was in banking for 20-plus years, and the DOGE discovery that Treasury payments were going out with no name and other missing information is a telltale sign of fraud. And because of the people and departments involved, the fraud has to be at a very high level. These allowed practices are completely contrary to standard banking practices in place today. If you tried to send an international wire transfer, as an example, you'd be required to provide the name and address of the recipient, the name and address of the financial institution, the reason for the payment, and very likely a copy of the receipt or invoice associated with the payment. What he's saying is, yeah, there's fraud, and it's way up there. Let's ferret that out.
This just in, this is where the Trump administration is going to have to start being a little bit more proactive, Congress proactive. Inflation rate jumped to 3% for the first time since June of last year. So the price of eggs, inflation, not his fault, obviously, but they're going to have to act and act fast on the economy.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, who bathes in egg yolks every single morning before he comes to work. Traffic and weather on the threes.
I thought it was bad jokes, not egg yolks.
Oh, I knew it was something like that. Yeah.
It sounded like it.
It was close to.
Yeah, it's still pretty bad. The JFX looks good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Roadways a little bit damp yet, as we're still getting some of that slush off the roadways and around some of the shoulder areas. But everything else is good for the most part. All the major interstates into the Beltway are clear. If you have to travel right now, it's okay. Traffic much lighter than it would be normally through the area. Both the tunnels are open. The one broken down vehicle still there at the end of the O'Donnell Street ramp onto 895. And BGE still out there working on some wires that were down, a wreck near the Annapolis Mall on 178 on Generals Highway, with local traffic affected there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
All right, Weather Channel says a winter storm moving out, and we got some light snow still maybe in the area, and it could change over to sleet and then freezing rain. 38, the expected high, then rain today, tonight, into tomorrow morning, and then starts to dry out and warm up. 48 for the high tomorrow. Right now, 33, maybe a few flurries in Annapolis, and 32 in the city.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8.
All right, ICE arresting a bad boy, a TDA gangbanger. They arrested Ricardo Padilla Granadillo, 24 years of age, an illegal alien from Venezuela. In Raleigh last week, Granadillo, a suspected member of the Tren de Aragua, or TDA gang, and a suspect in a mass shooting in Chicago, was wanted on federal charges for illegal entry into the U.S. and had a warrant out for his arrest. Granadillo illegally entered the U.S. near El Paso, October of 22, during the Biden regime, and was encountered by U.S. Border Patrol, paroled into the country, and given a notice to appear. He failed to show up for his immigration appointment scheduled for September of last year, and the U.S. Attorney of the Western District of Texas then issued an arrest warrant. Law enforcement officers with ICE, Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection, Air and Marine Operations, and the U.S. Marshals Service arrested Granadillo the evening of February 8 at his residence in Raleigh without incident. Officers found a handgun, ammunition, and 10 other Venezuelan illegal aliens in the house while conducting the arrest operation. Members of the public can report crimes and suspicious activity by dialing 1-866-DHS, the number 2-ICE. That's 1-866-DHS-2-ICE. Or you can complete an online tip form or learn more about ICE and public safety on X at ICE.gov. On pace for a million criminal illegal aliens deporting in 4 years. Secretary Christie Noem blasting the FBI as corrupt. And so we'll see. AG Pam Bondi said, we're coming after you.
Yep.
The Trump administration now working on deputizing thousands of IRS agents to help ICE round up illegal aliens. Remember the 87,000?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And so sometimes these things have happy endings. Trump was not kidding when he suggested sending thousands of IRS agents to go after illegals. So Christie Noem with a request over to the IRS for lend us your agents on our southern border for the foreseeable future.
And we've heard the talk, and you know, we both mentioned it. Yes, we've heard the talk. You think he figured out who the guy was in Colorado and Aurora who notified TDA that ICE was coming. You think you know who it is in Los Angeles. Well, it's time to actually not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. If those are the individuals, fire them, seize their pensions, and then put them behind bars. It's time that lessons be taught.
Yeah, and the other lesson is we've met the enemy, and the enemy is us.
Yeah.
The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, provided millions of dollars in funding to extremist groups tied to designated terrorist organizations and their allies, according to a new report out by Middle East Forum, a U.S. think tank. The Middle East Forum's multi-year study of USAID and State Department spending, $164 million of approved grants to radical organizations, $122 million going to groups aligned with designated terrorists and their supporters. We also paid for the college tuition of Anwar al-Awlaki, Al-Qaeda terrorist educated here in the United States, who then went on to plot to kill Americans before Obama took him out in a drone attack in Yemen. So $900,001 went to a Gaza-based terror charity called the Bayader Association of Environment and Development. And we've seen members of ISIS pose in tents supplied by USAID. So whether it's the Gaza Strip or the Golan Heights or the West Bank or whether it's other parts of the world, American tax dollars have now been going to aid extremist groups and designated terrorist organizations.
Who want to hurt Americans.
Who want to, and actually have killed Americans.
Yeah.
And and Raskin and a bunch of these radical Democrats, including A.G. Brown and others, have a problem with that? Okay. Stay tuned. Andrew Langer's in for Kim. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.